It's Wednesday, June 26, 2024. The Supreme Court just directly ruled against the First Amendment. We're breaking it all down today. Dark times for our republic.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. Wednesday, June 26th. And yes, they are building internment camps.
In a recent interview with Clayton Morris on Redacted, U.S. Border Patrol agent turned filmmaker J.J. Carroll discussed his new documentary and the fact that prison facilities are being built in all 50 states to hold millions of political dissidents.
And there's detention facility bids to build individual detention facilities in every state in the union. And then she goes on to say to me, well, J.J., who do you think they're built for? And she says in this interview, they're for dissidents, American dissidents.
The FEMA camps were reported decades ago. This was never an outrageous conspiracy theory. The U.S. government has been framing American patriots as the enemy for decades. And the reason should be obvious. Those who have been in control of the U.S. government for generations have no interest in serving the people in accordance to the Constitution or otherwise. Our country is being destroyed from within, and the rule of law has been weaponized against those who defend it. Hundreds of innocent Americans have been arrested and thrown in jail because they chose to peacefully protest the 2020 stolen election. And others, such as Jeremy Brown, a Green Beret who was approached in late 2020 by federal agents trying to recruit him for the Jan 6 false flag operation, was arrested after going public with this information by the same federal agents. He was put in maximum security prison where he remains to this day, his 1,000th day in federal prison. Hundreds of innocent Americans have been in jail for years, and several have been tortured. Much of America is okay with the fact that hundreds are rotting in jail for a peaceful protest. It's already become the norm. While it's definitely worth celebrating the release of Julian Assange, the American people have never been more divided. The Daily Mail reports that more than 40% of Americans think a new civil war will be fought within the next decade. According to one poll, more than 4 in 10 U.S. voters say the country is likely to get ripped apart in a second civil war within 5 years. And another shows that over 100 million Americans say that civil war is coming. Based on the recommendation of think tank Policy Horizons, Canada has been preparing for an American civil war, including cyber attacks and grid failures following the 2024 presidential election. The soldiers of the New World Order are not going to die easy. They are apparently willing to spark a nuclear conflict with Russia and are already writing new laws to bring back the draft.
So women have never been required to register for the draft, but that could soon change thanks to lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
Martha, good morning. The Senate version of the National Defense Authorization Act, which sets out military and national security priorities, would require women to register for selective service. It concludes, quote, this is a necessary and fair step, making it possible to draw on the talent of a unified nation in a time of national emergency. Now, there are two different versions of this bill, one in the House, one in the Senate, so it's possible women in the draft could get dropped as lawmakers iron out the differences.
So while women may get dropped from this bill, our government is bringing back the draft while provoking a major war with Russia. They have their bunkers, and they've already jailed hundreds for protesting an election. So they'll definitely jail draft dodgers and everyone else who stands in their way, unless we unite against them. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The globalists are getting ready for total martial law in World War III.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Wednesday, June 26, 2024. I'm here at Battle Post, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide, Alex Jones. All right. Huge news, massive developments on so many fronts. But here is the final equation. All over the world, governments are going total totalitarian. Western governments are leading the charge with globalism. They are overturning free speech laws. They were arresting people for their speech. The Supreme Court just basically overturned the First Amendment in a ruling today. It's insane. But that's a scared establishment doing this, and that's what entrenched corrupt bureaucracies always do throughout history. So history is repeating itself in a very, very dangerous way right now. You add to that a Greg Reese report with Border Patrol agents, you name it, confirming what I already know is true up one side and down the other. Prison camps for political dissidents in all 50 states. We're posting it right now at Real Alex Jones on X. Now, I have a major blind spot. And it's that when I've already covered something 1,000 times, and I've been on there 30 years, I have a tendency when I've already covered something literally 1,000 times and made 5 films on it, written books on it, like the police state, the tyranny, the takeover, those are the names of the films, I cover it here and there, but don't go back over it. It's something in my mind. Once I've covered Building 7 3,000 times probably, being blown up on September 11th, CIA headquarters, all the witnesses, the bombs, everything. I still mention it and cover it here and there, but I don't really do deep dive on it, even though now we have a much bigger audience than I had 20-something years ago, and even though new people need to know about this. Well, when I saw the reports last week about the Border Patrol agents and others going public with documents, witnesses, that they're building camps for political dissidents in all 50 states, I mentioned it. I talked to them about it. And then it wasn't until I saw Greg Reese's report earlier that's now on InfoWars.com that you should go get and share that so much clicked. If you look at my police state films, I made 4 of them. Actually, I made 5, but 4 had police state in the title. I made Masters of Terror. It's also a police state film. And I wrote the book 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. So I've written a book on the subject as well. It just hit me like a ton of bricks that everybody's finally ready to believe this is being set up and happening. Plus, they've got all the new emergency COVID and Operation Lockstep camps as well, that now people are ready to hear about this. So when I was watching that report earlier, it just hit me. We have the Obama-era executive orders and the Obama-era army documents that we were given first when they were secret and that then a year later came out as real, where it says hiring the personnel and the construction companies to build civilian inmate labor camps for political dissidents in America and how to process their social security numbers, how to do all of that. So I'm telling the archivist, I'm telling Rob Doob, I'm telling Darren McBreen, they're all watching right now, I want you to go into Police State 3, 4, and 5. They have the really hardcore documents in them. And show the executive orders, reprint me the executive orders, reprint me the federal government building
civilian internment camps. They even use the term from World War II. They call it an internment camp. And it was Army intelligence out of Fort Hood during the first administration of Obama. So that'd be like in the middle of it, 2010 or so, 2010, that gave me these documents. I mean, I am at a gun rally, and these Army guys in plain clothes, you tell them Army guys show up, and they go, hey, we're in Army intelligence from Fort Hood. We want you to have this. This is really dangerous. And they're building camps on Fort Hood. I go on there, and I show the document that I could tell was real because it had orders and things in it that were public that I could tie together and double-check it. The media went crazy, said I was a liar, and a year later, the Army itself declassified the document. Well, that was 2011. So that's how long I've been on this. And you're like, well, they didn't use them then. No, they've just got them built and ready. It's like having a gun in your glove compartment. Doesn't mean you're going to pull it out and shoot somebody, but it's there. It's there waiting. And now they're building new ones and bigger ones according to senior Border Patrol and DHS whistleblowers. And it's hitting mainstream news. Now, that's obviously for the coming draft they've got set up and the expanded war. Greg Reese does a superlative job in a four-minute clip, just boiling down the basics. But I'm asking him now to do a more expansive report showing the executive orders and the documents and the history, because this is on record. I mean, it is in a 30-plus page document from 2010 in the middle of Obama's first administration talking about the civilian internment camps. In fact, just Google tries to hide it, but just go to Google and search web or then just search images. You'll find it. And just type in Obama internment camps for Americans or domestic internment camps, and you'll find all of it. And it Army at the top and the Army's website, and the Army's phone number and the officers in charge and all of it. And then a few years later, Obama began to put out internment specialist ads for North America, for the United States. So I want that document as well. Because, again, I said last week, hey, get me some documents, just kind of set it on air once. People are busy, they're listening, but they didn't get around to it. We're going to do a full court press on this tomorrow. By then, I'll have all the documents, all the clips, all the information, and show this to you. But now they're initiating this. And clearly, this is the big move with all the movies about martial law and civil war and mass extermination. And, you know, the good guys going and taking over D.C. and killing the president, who's obviously a Trump character. I mean, this is wild. When you add all the ingredients and the political climate and what's happening together, they've had this back since Reagan, it was admitted, under Rex 84, they set up FEMA camps for civil unrest and to inter millions of Americans. And you have the famous videos of Larry Grathwald. Guys, type into YouTube or X, Larry Grathwald, 50 million Americans in camps. And the Democrats, including Obama, back when he was in college with the weatherman, and this came out in federal court, they proposed, this is in the 70s and 80s, how they were going to create civil war in America once the communists took over, how they would invite in the Russians, the Chinese, the North Koreans, that's Red Dawn, folks. This is official. And how they would put 50 million of us, and back then we were 200 million people, so now it'd be more. Population is 150 million more. How they would put 50 million in camps, but 25 million would need to be eliminated or killed. So just, guys, give me the Larry Grathwald clip too. Okay, so when I start the show tomorrow, I'm going to just go boom, 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 and explain all this. But the point is, they've had this ready, sitting there. I want Larry Grathwald today. That should be an easy clip to find. He was an FBI guy in there infiltrating the weatherman. So understand, the weatherman types are now in full control of the government at the highest levels, and they're making their move against the people in a big, big way. So I don't normally air a report twice in a row, but Greg Reese's report is so important. Plus, I'm going to get Larry Grathwald. I'll pull it up. And we're going to start focusing on this and talking about it because it's the final piece in the puzzle before they go live. And again, they need to legitimize people locked in their houses, people having to show IDs, show their phones to travel. The globalists have admitted, the UN has admitted, they want the power to isolate and arrest whoever they want, including people during future viral scare lockdowns who disagree with it. They're going to be put in the camps. And in Canada and Australia, years after we broke it, from our sources, they admitted, oh, we're not just going to lock people up we think might have a new disease while the border's wide open. The real disease coming in, we're going to lock people up that are organizing against it in these facilities as well. So that's another big operation in a big part. So tomorrow when we do the deep dive, I'm also going to show you the different emergency centers around the world and how it's the UN directing that, even though the treaty has not been signed. So here is Greg Reese's report. Get it. It's posted on X at Real Alex Jones, and share it like your future depends on it, because it does.
In a recent interview with Clayton Morris on Redacted, U.S. Border Patrol agent turned filmmaker J.J. Carroll discussed his new documentary and the fact that prison facilities are being built in all 50 states to hold millions of political dissidents.
And there's detention facility bids to build individual detention facilities in every state in the union. And then she goes on to say to me, well, JG, who do you think they're built for? And she says in this interview, they're for dissidents, American dissidents.
The FEMA camps were reported decades ago. This was never an outrageous conspiracy theory. The U.S. government has been framing American patriots as the enemy for decades. And the reason should be obvious. Those who have been in control of the U.S. government for generations have no interest in serving the people in accordance to the Constitution or otherwise. Our country is being destroyed from within, and the rule of law has been weaponized against those who defend it. Hundreds of innocent Americans have been arrested and thrown in jail because they chose to peacefully protest the 2020 stolen election. And others, such as Jeremy Brown, a Green Beret who was approached in late 2020 by federal agents trying to recruit him for the Jan 6 false flag operation, was arrested after going public with this information by the same federal agents. He was put in maximum security prison, where he remains to this day, his 1,000th day in federal prison. Hundreds of innocent Americans have been in jail for years, and several have been tortured. Much of America is okay with the fact that hundreds are rotting in jail for a peaceful protest. It's already become the norm. While it's definitely worth celebrating the release of Julian Assange, the American people have never been more divided. The Daily Mail reports that more than 40% of Americans think a new civil war will be fought within the next decade. According to one poll, more than 4 in 10 U.S. voters say the country is likely to get ripped apart in a second civil war within 5 years. And another shows that over 100 million Americans say that civil war is coming. Based on the recommendation of think tank Policy Horizons, Canada has been preparing for an American civil war, including cyber attacks and grid failures following the 2024 presidential election. The soldiers of the New World Order are not going to die easy. They are apparently willing to spark a nuclear conflict with Russia and are already writing new laws to bring back the draft.
So women have never been required to register for the draft, but that could soon change thanks to lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
Martha, good morning. The Senate version of the National Defense Authorization Act, which sets out military national security priorities, would require women to register for selective service. It concludes, quote, this is a necessary and fair step, making it possible to draw on the talent of a unified nation in a time of national emergency. Now, there are two different versions of this bill, one in the House, one in the Senate, so it's possible women in the draft could get dropped as lawmakers iron out the differences.
So while women may get dropped from this bill, our government is bringing back the draft while provoking a major war with Russia. They have their bunkers, and they've already jailed hundreds for protesting an election. So they'll definitely jail draft dodgers and everyone else who stands in their way, unless we unite against them. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, so again, that report's being posted at Real Alex Jones right now. And the crew, just in the 5 minutes since I asked for it, found the Obama civilian internment camp for America document. We can put it on screen. Now, I said I was given 30 pages by the Army. They didn't give me the full document when they declassified it in 2011. See my memory? I called it 2010. They declassified it a year later, and everybody freaked out because it's 300-plus pages long. And in it, it says how to process this, where their Social Security numbers, how to put men and women and children in different areas for political reasons. So I'm going to explain this to you again. This is real. And you just saw respected DHS whistleblowers warning you about it minutes ago. So they are expanding these, and they are gearing them up, and this is the climate. This is the time they're going to use them. Back at the time, I didn't say it was imminent. I didn't say they were going to use them. I said they're there, and I went over the history of it, and I made five films on it. I wrote a book on it previous to you know, Obama and his executive orders. We have been all over this like flies on you-know-what. Or like white on rice. And so I promise you, tomorrow, that we will be covering this in great detail. I mean, I can talk about it all right now. I am a leading expert on this because I've discovered it decades ago and have been exposing it. But I realize, Alex, you haven't talked about FEMA camps and their plans for years. I mean, I'm Mr. FEMA camp. Everybody knows that, who's a long-term listener. Glenn Beck used to attack me over it saying I was a fearmonger. Now he says, no, I was right about that, and I was wrong about some things, you know, I said about him. He's a good guy. But I get it. Americans didn't want to believe this was going on. Now, everybody had egg on their face in 2010 when the military gave me this document. They handed me a short version of it at a gun rally and said, this is being set up. You need to investigate it. 1 year later, they declassified the document. I didn't print the whole 300-plus pages. But I probably should. Yeah, we need to just, I read the whole thing years ago. It's got all this nightmare stuff in it. Put Chase Geiser on this and have him print all the pages that have the super creepy crap. Now, he's smart. He'll recognize the super creepy crap. I guess I've got time. I'll read the damn thing again. But the point is that you can go read it too. Overhead shot for TV viewers. Radio listeners, take notes. Internment and resettlement operations, FM3-39.40. And then you read the document, and it says it's for America. How to process you. How to put you in the camps. How to do all this. Okay, this is just the summary. And it's got mixed in here civilian inmate camps where they use federal prisoners at these, and it's got other innocuous things mixed in. But in it is the building of these centers that are just sitting there and waiting all over the country. And you've heard the Democrats say, we need to go after Trump supporters. We need to have DHS have a political war against them. Former CIA agents have said on MSNBC and CNN, we need to outlaw the MAGA movement. So, and you have the terrorism directive of June of 2021 by Obama, Biden, saying, the number one terror threat's white supremacist, and then detailing and listing what a white supremacist is. Someone that questions elections, someone that questions lockdowns, someone that questions open borders, someone that questions forced injections, which is the UN saying as well. Dr. Ryan, the head of the UN's emergency response system globally, saying we need to be able to arrest and detain anybody we want. You'd be able to go into the houses and break up these families. So this is their martial law cover. They know they've got their back against the wall, and they're gearing up for it. So, again, I will cover this with clips from my films and all the documents and the clergy response team spying on their flock and all the control arms and how it's all going to go down, how it's all going to work so you can recognize it tomorrow. Tomorrow on the broadcast. Rob Duke, come on in here. Anytime you guys have documents, just bring them on air. You don't have to wait. What do you got?
This is deep into the document. It's like page 200-something, but it's the facility design, so you can see how they design them.
Yep, show it right here. Yeah, we got these are in America. Right here. That's a good, great point. Yeah, what is this page? 270. Want to see how the camp's set up? And, then, of course, there's now videos of these. Guess what this is? This is a, it looks just like a COVID camp. Identical. COVID camps are the cover for the camps, and they're building them. Now, they've already had a lot of them before. Now they are massively expanding them. Oh, here's another camp design. Internment camp design. Remember how they put the Japanese in camps and some Italians and some German Americans? Facility design modifications. Now, the Army thought this was a pretty big deal and thought you should know about it. Those guys could have faced court-martial for what they gave me. So, it's how they process you into the camp. Receiving compound, search, personal hygiene, medical evaluation, personal items. It's a prison. Admin accountability. Biomagnosis collection. It's such your blood. Property, evidence inventory, records review, movement to living area, holding area. Isn't that cute? And all these TV shows and all these movies about martial law and all these politicians, and I forget all their names, but guys, find the CIA agent says Homeland Security's new mission must be targeting MAGA. That'll pull it up from last year. And there's some of the older documents in Police State 4. But I'm going to stop now because I want to do this properly tomorrow. And I don't know if it'll be in the first hour, the second hour, the third hour, the fourth hour, but I will budget at least an hour of hardcore documentation for you tomorrow. Let's dovetail that with the Supreme Court just ruled not only can the federal government censor, it can secretly do it and direct big tech to censor you. The Supreme Court just ruled that today. Now, I don't want to be naive about this, and I'm not naive, and I want to think the Supreme Court's done some good things. They've got no fewer than 7 cases they admit here in Fox News in front of the court. And this court has a tendency to give the federal government wins on one and shoot them down on another. But if they rule on these other cases and throw them out, this is a very good case brought by the attorney generals of multiple states, then we're screwed. I mean, this is because this is a horrible ruling in and of itself. So I'm not trying to get your hopes up, but I've seen where they'll like give the dog a bone and like rule one way on one, but then shut something down with another. So we're going to be talking about that when we come back from break. They also found the Larry Graffold clip I was mentioning and talking about, so we'll play that. But there's Town Hall. Supreme Court watch. The First Amendment was just dealt a major blow. Not a blow. If it's implemented and allowed to stand, it's a decapitation. I mean, it is crazy town. And I've got the ruling right here. I read it this morning. I felt good until I read the ruling. I was, you know, having a nice day. I got nauseous. I mean, pit in my stomach because it's so horrible. It's not just saying First Amendment's gone. It's saying we're going to surveil you and spy on you, and the government itself is going to censor you. Total prior constraint, absolutely illegal, a nightmare situation, and it's just par for the course here. You know, what dirt do they have on the Supreme Court getting to do this? Or with the other 6 cases in front of them, are they about to shoot it down another way? They think it's a better way to shoot it down another way. I don't know. This was a good case. We had lawyers on, researched it. I mean, they had a very strong case, cut and dry. And the Supreme Court, well, I'll tell you what they said.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands 2 products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time.
Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work. That will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Nick Fuentes is coming up next hour to cover all the different political developments in America and the world. Have a lively discussion. I'm sure we'll debate some items. But since I mentioned Larry Graffwald, great guy, dead now, his daughter's on the show. He was, you know, there in a major college, Vietnam vet, Green Beret, and the communists, the weathermen, he got into the highest level of it, were trying to recruit him. So he went to the FBI and said, hey, they're wanting to kill people and stuff. They said, back then the FBI wasn't totally corrupt. They said, well, infiltrate, he did for several years, sent some of them to prison, federal court. There's a whole documentary made about it, a book written about it as well. But here's a short clip of him talking about the plan in the 70s to take control of the government by collapsing the U.S. system and then putting 50 million people in camps and killing 25 million. Here it is.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. You know, we become responsible then for administrating, you know, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
That's from 1982. So the camps are built. They're building more. They're getting ready to make their move. And they're telling you everywhere we're going to have a civil war. They're going to round up the evil MAGA supporters. Well, good luck to the New World Order trying that, because it's not going to go well. And we've tried to fix things peacefully. We're not going to offensively attack anybody, but America is not going to be caught with its head in the sand and its ass in the air. America's not going to be caught flat-footed. So everybody needs to go see my first Police State film, Police State 2000. Police State 2, The Takeover. Police State 3, Total Enslavement. And Police State 4. And then, of course, there's another Police State, but it's called Masters of Terror. And it took five films just to detail some of the information. And it's all on record. It's all documented. It's all going on under the surface. And now it's being massively expanded. And you've seen the plan. Release the criminals, the rapists, the murderers, the child molesters, and then pack the prisons currently with conservatives and Christians and populists through the Soros DAs. So they can do a lot of this through the courts. You've seen January 16 and all. I'm done talking about it. You're like, hey, this is America. It'll never happen. I mean, the Supreme Court would never rule that the Biden administration, the third Obama administration, could surveil the internet and censor people on open borders, election fraud, COVID shots. They would never imagine. The government would never censor treatments for a disease. The government would never cover up poison shots. No, they did it all. And then you had these good attorney generals who won at the federal courts that Biden is illegally surveilling and censoring the American people. And you're like, well, the Supreme Court will strike that down. Well, today the Supreme Court released its ruling. Fox News, the Supreme Court rules for Biden administration in a social media dispute with conservative states. In the ruling, the Supreme Court went on to say, we don't believe Biden's surveilling and censoring, even though they have all the documents and it's been congressional hearings. So the Supreme Court said, America doesn't censor. Oh, Biden's not censoring the Hunter Biden laptop or election fraud news. They say it in the ruling. I've got it right here. So they're sticking their head in the sand and saying, this doesn't go on in America, even though it's going on publicly. There's USA Today. Supreme Court says Biden admin can combat social media misinformation in free speech case. So it's that paradox where they are so disrespectful of us. They go, oh, Nobody's trying to shut down InfoWars. Nobody tried to lock the doors 3 weeks ago. Though we did. And we want to shut down right now in federal filings, they said. But Jones is crazy. It's not happening. It's like, oh, atrazine isn't causing massive infertility and twisting genders, even though they admit it is. Or, oh, fentanyl's not killing hundreds of thousands a year, even though it is. And, oh, the border's not wide open. Remember Biden? Oh, he said when he first got in, the border's closed, it's fine, and oh, there's no problem. Oh, well, it is a problem, but it's Trump's problem. First he said there is no inflation. Then he said inflation's low. Then he said inflation was a good thing. Then he said it was high because of Trump. Now he says inflation's gone again. Boy, I've sure not noticed that. Have you? Inflation's up higher than ever. But I have a clip right here. Before I get into the Supreme Court ruling, this is the press secretary. There were grocery things that were up. Notice that's all nebulous. There were some things that were up, but it's gone down now. Here she is.
So, yes, you know, eggs and milk, and there were grocery things that were up. It has gone down. It has gone down since 2022. Gas prices, because of the actions that this president took, and let's not forget there was an invasion, but Russia did into, it did obviously into Ukraine that caused gas prices to tick up. The president took action, tapped the SPR, and we saw gas prices go down. The president has met the moment with every issue that we have had in front of us.
So, food prices were up. Now they're down. No, they're higher than they'd ever been. Yeah, he drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and it's not as high as it was 2 years ago, but it's way higher than it was under Trump. But guys, pull up a 8-year, just type in 8-year gas price graph, United States. U.S. 8-year graph, United States gas prices. High under Obama, go way down under Trump. Biden gets in, they skyrocket, go down a little, but higher than ever. Higher than they were previous to Trump or even Obama. So that's a fact, and you see it every week when you gas up your car. And anytime you go try to buy dinner for you and your family once a week, go out to dinner. I mean, you're looking at the menu thinking, what's the cheapest thing on here? I mean, I don't have a ton of money, but back when I had some money, I'd like going to a steakhouse I'd gone to, you know, 5 years ago, and like the big juicy ribeye I wanted was $40. And then now it's 80 or 100. Yeah. So there is a 8-year graph on oil prices, on gas prices in America, U.S. regular all formations, retail gasoline prices. And I just showed you in the air the graph from memory, and is it not exactly what I told you? So you see it go up under Obama, it goes down massively under Trump, and then what happens right at 2020 into 2021 when he gets in office? Right when 2021 starts, boom, Biden's elected, what happens right there? It spikes in 2022, and yeah, okay, it went down some, but not even half of what it went up. Just like I told you. So, see, I got this stuff in my brain, folks. People think this guy just talks all day. He just says stuff. No, I don't just say stuff. I do my homework. And I've experienced gas prices. I don't even need to go read books or documents. I remember. In Austin, right by the oil refineries, it was $5 a gallon for regular 2 years ago. Now it's $3. Under Trump, it was $1.80. So I don't need to hear the press secretary tell me, oh, it was up, but now it's down. And what's not gone down, like oil, because they could manipulate that down to countermand him cutting off the drilling and cutting off the pipelines and, you know, literally trying to put his foot on our neck, but then that blew up in his face, so then he backed off squeezing us, but it's still, you know, higher than Trump, way higher. When it comes to food, it is insane. Because I'm not a big shopper. I might go buy clothes every 2 years or something. I don't go out and buy a bunch of crap. I might buy like fishing tackle and stuff sometimes at the sporting goods store. But I do grocery shopping every couple weeks. My wife does most of it, but sometimes I want to go to the grocery store. And so I go to the grocery store every couple weeks and buy what I want. And I go in there and I just spend like an hour and a half. I'm like, what the hell is... $10 for cheap bacon? I mean, it was like $5 four years ago. So I don't need the White House press secretary peeing in my face and telling me it's raining, because it's not rain, folks. And look, I know you know that. The reason I went over that is this Supreme Court ruling is absolutely horrible, because it just denies it's happening and then authorizes the surveillance and the censorship. So they go, oh, it's not happening. Supreme Court justices, it says here in the Fox News transcript, were skeptical this was really going on. Why, we don't want to stop the feds being able to talk to social media. No, and the White House says, here's 5,000 things we want banned today. The Supreme Court rules for Biden administration and social media dispute with conservative sites. The Supreme Court on Wednesday sided with the Biden administration in a dispute with Republican-led states on how far the federal government can go to combat controversial social media posts and topics including COVID-19 and election security. Yeah, can't have those Americans questioning open election fraud where they're indicting the president for exposing it. You know, shut up and don't question elections. The number one thing the State Department said for 60 years when it oversees elections worldwide is, can you question an election? If you can't question one, you're not in a free country. And now the Supreme Court says, yep, you don't want to do that. Justices threw out lower court rulings that favored Louisiana, Missouri, and other parties, and their claims that officials of the Democrat administration leaned on social media platforms to unconstitutionally squelch conservative points of view. The case is among several, it's actually seven, before the court this term that affects social media companies and the conduct of free speech. In February, the court heard arguments over Republican-based laws in Florida and Texas that prohibit large social media companies from taking down posts because of the views they express. What's the government doing involved in that? In March, the court laid out standards for when the public officials can block their social media followers. The case over the state laws and the ones that were decided Wednesday are variations on the same theme. Complaints that the platforms are censoring conservative viewpoints. The states had argued that the White House communications staffers, the Surgeon General, the FBI, and the U.S. cybersecurity are among those that applied unrelenting pressure, which is in the damn emails, to coerce changes to online content on social media. Yeah, they're like, take this GD thing down now. We told you 2 days ago. But the justices appeared broadly skeptical of those claims during the arguments in March, and several worried that common interactions between government officials and the platforms could be affected by the ruling for the states. There's a bunch of other big rulings about to come down. Hopefully they gave them a win on this, but are about to shoot it down with another case they think is stronger. But this is a very strong case. A panel of three judges in the New Orleans-based Fifth Circuit of Appeals had ruled earlier the Biden administration had probably brought unconstitutional pressure on the media platforms. The appellate court and officials cannot attempt to coerce or significantly encourage changes in online content. The panel had previously narrowed a more sweeping order from the federal judge who wanted to include even more government officials and prohibit mere encouragement of content changes. What is the government doing on the phone and in emails saying, take all this down? Over 50 million posts on Facebook alone after the 2020 election, they admitted in congressional hearings, were taken down at government request. And it was all, don't let Republicans question the election. So this is beyond dangerous. Supreme Court rejects challenge to Biden administration's contacts with social media companies. Oh, it's not contacts. It's them telling them censor. Supreme Court rules in favor of Biden administration's social media cases. Supreme Court dismisses big tech free speech case on standing. Yeah, that was their final argument. Well, these courts and these states haven't been violated. They're not citizens. It's bad, folks. Got the ruling around here. I mean, it's so horrible that it's just poleaxing. It's I'm godsmacked at this point. Yeah, print that for me. Alito rails against White House's social media case dissent. He says, because I was reading the ruling, he says this is cut and dry, completely illegal, prior constraint, chilling effect, government saying what to do in live time, and most importantly, they're surveilling everyone. The government is in there with taxpayer money watching what Americans say to then have it suppressed. So it's the surveillance aspect. It's 1984. But look at this. Major breaking news. New information shows CIA contractors colluded with the Biden campaign to discredit Hunter Biden's laptop. It's all now coming out in Congress. Here's the congressional report. The intelligence community 51, how CIA contractors colluded with the Biden campaign to mislead American voters. Huge report. Go read it. Second interim joint staff report of the Committee of the Judiciary, Select Subcommittee on Weaponization of the Federal Government, and Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, U.S. House of Representatives. That came out yesterday. And the Supreme Court's response is it doesn't exist. So go ahead and keep doing it. And you heard the White House press secretary. Prices were up, now they're down. That's a word game. Oh, so prices were up 80% and now they're just 70% up. And by the way, gas prices are down, but still higher than they were under Trump. The point is everything else is up and you know it, you see it, you experience it every damn day. Man, I just, these people are criminals. And they're not going to stop. They've been bullying the Supreme Court, threatening them outside their houses, threatening to kill them. And going after all of them, and you know, Alito has turned out, along with Thomas, to be the strongest ones on there. You know, they secretly record Alito going, they want to bully us. They're mad my wife flipped an upside-down flag. Screw them. This is America. They're trying to tell the Supreme Court justice, you can't fly an upside-down flag. You're bad. You've got to step down from the court because you flew a flag upside down. But if he'd have promoted drag queen story time, he'd have been just fine, right? Or he would have said Biden's okay to just open the border up and say, and again, Biden says he's signing an executive order just to legalize the illegal aliens. And a week ago, it was just, you know, people that are married to a citizen. Now this week, it's, well, it's going to be a path for everybody to be citizens. The globalists have done the math. They can bring in a giant third world population that doesn't know what freedom is, and they can checkmate this country and the voters of this nation. Absolutely amazed, because I mean, I knew this was all coming, but we're now living in this. They've got camps set up for us. They've got new viruses they see are coming out. They want to forcibly inject us with stuff that kills us. I mean, if they shoot you with a machine gun, you'd fight back, right? But if they come with a doctor and a shot, you know, it kills you 6 months later, kills you 2 years later, it's like, okay, no, this is literally a ruling class that has decided to kill Americans and replace us with a bunch of third world slaves. Who I feel sorry for and I want to help. But at the end of the day, they're now a weaponized group who had their country shut down for 3+ years in lockdowns, who are organized in UN camps with replacement migration, and then that are assaulting the United States. So when Nick Fuentes comes on, he's a smart guy and has a big following, and I disagree with some of the things he says, agree with a lot of what he says. I'm going to just ask him questions like, hey, what do we do about a civil war? What do we do about the camps? What do we do about the forced injections? What do we do about war with Russia? Because if we just all day have, you know, culture war, and I get it. Israel's corrupt. Israel's got problems. The Israel lobby is going after free speech in America. I'm critical of it. But I don't then support the Muslims and the Palestinians either. But to me, it's all other people seem to talk about is Israel all day. Well, what are we going to do about the plan for a civil war? You know, my point is, you know, we do 5 interviews about Israel, and I'm just like, it's not that I don't want to talk about Israel. It's like, when do we talk about something else? Because you can debate all day who runs the New World Order and all the rest of it. How about we just oppose the policies of it and stop it? All right, Nick Fuentes is coming up. Look at this headline. 74% of people who died after COVID vaccination were killed by the shot, major study. I mean, this is just devastating. And this is out of control. We're going to go to break. InfoWars is still on the air. As I predicted, the federal court took over the case. when the Texas judge tried to shut us down. So we've got some strategy here, and I'm not claiming we're perfect. We're going to stay on air, but we keep surviving by the grace of God and, you know, the brain God gave us. It's filed last week to close the doors this week with the Travis County Sheriff's Department, and it was remanded to federal court this morning. They were going to have a hearing in state court to try to certify it, close the doors tomorrow. And so now it's back in federal court. We're ping-ponging it, and that's the strategy. And I'm not going to get into all the strategy, but InfoWars is here, and we'll be on the air at least the next few weeks. We just got another lease on life. So it's safe to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get books and get films and get T-shirts and get storable food and get water filtration. And there's a big sale going on right now. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion's back in stock discounted. And X2's back in stock discounted. But it could be your last chance to get it. InfoWarsStore.com. But if we don't have the funds and people just say, well, InfoWars is done and you don't buy the product, well, you will be done because of that. So great products. Could be your last chance to get them. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, is not InfoWars. It's not free speech. It's owned by my dad. He's got his own warehouse, great products. Most of them used to get InfoWars are now available there. Turbo Force 10-hour clean energy, next level foundational energy, all the nano silver products, the toothpaste and the tooth whitening and the nano silver toothpaste and the immune gargle and all of it, and 50% off on a lot of these products. And we need your support. He's a great sponsor. DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. Go there today. And that is the most obvious good place to support free speech and what we're doing. But if you won't stand with us when we'll take on the enemy head on, you're not standing up for yourself. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. Rocket Rest, incredible natural sleep aid. Works great. Deep, clean sleep. So good for your immune system. So good for your whole body. People don't think about how good deep sleep is for your immune system. Rocket Rest is an incredibly strong, high quality, organic, natural compounds God gave us, sleep aid. Top Brain is an amazing nootropic brain booster. If you love Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, you'll love it. Top Brain, drjonesnaturals.com, and so many other products that are available. So please peruse the site. Please check it all out. And please support us. And I thank you for your past support. And I salute you. And you're the reason we're still here. I'm not giving up. Thank you for not giving up. And if we're going to go down, we're going to go down swinging. But drjonesnaturals.com, if the InfoWars mothership gets blown up and it's sinking right now, we may pump it, you know, the water out and get her back up and survive the ship. But I don't know. I'd say it's 50-50 right now that we'll be shut down in a month or so. But who knows what new stuff's going to happen? You know, God only knows. But drjonesnaturals.com is the place to take action if you want to historically stand with InfoWars during this incredible period. DrJonesNaturals.com. And as I said, the 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is now limited supply, back in stock there, and so much more.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We face a hostile ideology, global in scope, atheistic in character, ruthless in purpose, and insidious in method. Unhappily, the danger it poses promises to be of indefinite duration.
Eisenhower's fears were well-founded. Today, American taxpayers are unwittingly financing the growth and power of a censorship industrial complex run by America's scientific and technological elite, which endangers our liberties and democracy.
Demolishing free speech cultural narratives, Americans valiantly and successfully defended by the grace of God. The propaganda industrial complex monstrosity that Obama quietly modernized in 2012 is now rampaging across America.
And they're trying to expand it such that you're not just going to be censored and deplatformed for disinformation, you're going to be thrown in jail.
Now laid to waste by the creeping socialist sabotage of the O'Biden administration.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
I give you Exhibit A, as Jamie White reported. Richard Stengel, a former State Department official under Obama and founder of the Global Engagement Center, which has come under scrutiny since the Twitter files revealed the extent of its role to censor the American people who defy establishment narratives.
Propaganda, I'm not against propaganda. Every country does it, and they have to do it to their own population. And I don't necessarily think it's that awful.
Emails in the Twitter files revealed that the GEC was a key entity involved in the social media platform censorship policies, working as a go-between for the federal government and Twitter.
For every government agency scanning Twitter, there were perhaps 20 quasi-private entities doing the same thing, including Stanford's Election Integrity Partnership, NewsGuard, the Global Disinformation Index, and many others, many taxpayer-funded. A focus of this fast-growing network, as Mike noted, is making lists of people whose opinions, beliefs, associations, or sympathies are deemed misinformation, disinformation, or malinformation. That last term is just a euphemism for true but inconvenient.
We are now experiencing something alien to our system of government and civilization, censorship in real time, as the walls of the First Amendment crash down in a controlled demolition. So all of you still supporting the effort to fund a neo-Nazi child organ harvesting hub, what are your tax dollars really paying for? While Zelensky has imprisoned Ukrainian journalists and outlawed the Orthodox religion, Ukraine spokestranny and American Sarah Ashton Carrillo exposed the true madness behind the Ukrainian totalitarian state.
Simply put, I'm an American serving as a Ukrainian infantry soldier and combat medic who was brought from the zero line and assigned to the TDF's media team in the dual role of spokesperson and Russian disinformation analyst.
Russians have a different culture. Russians are Asian. And ultimately, they do come from the Mongols. They do come from a grouping of people who are wanting to be slaves.
Let me also take a moment in my role as spokesperson for the AFU's Territorial Defense Forces to state unequivocally that we in the TDF and across Ukraine believe journalists are heroes and have the right to report on Ukraine's war for liberation without interference.
I made the statement that Russian propagandists will be hunted down, and I refuse to apologize for that statement.
But it doesn't end with the Kirilov-Zelensky revelations. The New World Order wants all free speech eliminated.
The irony and cognitive dissonance from the other side of the aisle, it's deafening. You could cut it with a knife. They are at the same time denying that censorship is occurring, but suggesting that there's more material that needs to be censored.
They're working towards a day when their propaganda can wash over free speech like a polluted tsunami. John Bound reporting.
Nick Fuentes is on the line. We'll go to him in 60 seconds. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This morning that Nick J. Fuentes was joining us for about an hour and a half live today, which we appreciate him doing, the popular firebrand, populist firebrand, I saw a lot of commenters saying, oh, what are you going to cover? The Trump green card, the debate coming up tomorrow night, maybe he can pop in at the end of the debate, give us his take, Lebanon, Jamal Bowman, and what just happened with AIPAC taking him out. And yes, we're going to get to that, but I want to cover 35,000 foot view stuff and get Nick's take on that, because I see him talk about history and big other world events, and he's done his homework. People can say, well, what do you got Nick Fuentes on? You know, this Nazi. I wouldn't call him a Nazi, but I'll explain. Where I stand is 100% clear. When the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democratic Party, the major media literally says you're bad to be white in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, CNN, everywhere, and my six-year-old daughter, now seven, was at a summer camp last year for a sports camp, and during lunch they had on loudspeakers that white people are inherently bad, and she said, am I bad because I'm white? It is healthy for white people to stand up and say, I'm not going to take this anymore, and I'm not going to be guilty. Now, you can go to an extreme, then, of hating everybody else that isn't white. In my view, most people that aren't white are not out to get us, and they're good people, but a large group are being brainwashed, and whites are a minority, 7% worldwide. So, overall, I've been thinking, compared to the ADL's total supremacy, anti-Western, anti-Christian stuff, well, what do you expect you're going to conjure with what you're doing? And so, in an Overton window, Nick Fuentes moves it over here away from all whites are bad and we're the devil and we should pay reparations and kill ourselves, with, you know, Nick over here saying basically the opposite. I see a larger 35,000-foot view of divide and conquer and trying to counter it. We'll get his take on that, but I wanted to ask him about this incredibly insane Supreme Court ruling that's totally cut and dry, and Justice Samuel Alito eviscerated it and said, I'll read the quotes here in a moment, this is the most important Supreme Court case ever. It's cut and dry. The states and the Congress have all the evidence. And the Supreme Court said this doesn't exist. None of this is going on. The government's not surveilling and censoring, but they can do it. So, were they blackmailed? There's major pressure on the Supreme Court. Are they waiting for one of these other big cases to shoot down the censorship there? But this is 131 days from the election. They stole 2020. They were able to mitigate and steal a lot of Republican wins and water that down 2 years ago. This is a huge deal. So let me read a few quotes, then we'll get to Nick, as I want his take. But here's Alito rails against White House and social media case dissent. All right, that's the Hill newspaper. And let me just read the quotes out of his dissenting, and I've got the full order here as well. For months, high-ranking government officials placed unrelenting pressure on Facebook. This is just one area they focused in on, too. to suppress America's free speech during an election, I would add, Alito wrote, because the court unjustifiably refuses to address the serious threat to the American First Amendment, I respectfully dissent. He went on with more of the quotes. I assume that a fair portion of what social media users had to say about COVID-19 and the pandemic was of little lasting value, Alito wrote in dissent. Some was undoubtedly untrue and misleading, and some may have been downright dangerous. But we know now that valuable speech was also suppressed. Continuing, now here's the key quote. If the lower court's assessment of the voluminous record is correct, this is one of the most important free speech cases to reach the court in years. And why does he say that? Because I've now scanned over the ruling. They refused to look at the merits and the evidence and said, and I have Fox News reporting it right here, that the Supreme Court did not believe this conduct was happening. Says it right here. The justices appeared broadly skeptical that the claims were even happening. You've seen the hearings. You've experienced it. You've seen the emails. You've seen the documents. My God. So this is what they do. They deny this is happening. It's like the UN replacement migration, saying we're going to get rid of the West. It's not compatible. White people aren't compatible. 2000 document, 2001 document. Now it's official policy of the NGOs. And then when you publish it or show it, they censor you saying it doesn't exist. And Sacha Baron Cohen at the ADL event says you'd be put in jail if you talk about it. So they can't address this head on because it destroys these arguments. It's total tyranny. So they just say it's not happening. Now, Nick, I just did a long 4-minute intro. I apologize for that. I'm going to give you the floor now on this situation.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. This is a totally ridiculous situation, and it's extremely disappointing because we actually have a conservative majority on the court. It's supposed to be at least a 5-4, at most a 6-3 conservative majority on the Supreme Court, at least since 2020. And in spite of that, we keep getting all these terrible rulings. And it's like you said, all the evidence is there. It was the Missouri and Louisiana attorneys general. They found all this evidence that over a dozen federal departments and agencies were in direct contact with social media companies, advocating for them and in some cases directly ordering them to suppress particular individuals, groups, in some cases even particular posts relating to the pandemic. It's about as cut and dry, as you said, as in your words, it's about as cut and dry as it gets. This is government censorship, which makes it a First Amendment issue. Because, you know, for a long time, they said, well, when Twitter or Facebook suppresses free speech, of course, that was before Elon Musk acquired Twitter. But when they were suppressing free speech, people would make the argument that, well, these are private companies. It's their prerogative to do it. It's freedom of association. They can choose which content they want to publish or not. And, you know, putting aside that argument for a moment, at least that was maybe tenable at one point. But in this case, it's very cut and dry that the government was directly advocating for certain posts to be terminated. There were even specific examples where the White House press office was sending an email to Facebook saying, hey, delete this post. And Facebook replied by email and said, right away, we deleted it right now. Absolutely. Per your request.
Oh, there's even quotes where and we have to delay this. I'm about to cuss. It's like, God damn it. Why the fuck haven't you taken this down? It's been 24 hours. I mean, they're cussing at them saying do it.
Exactly. And so it is as cut and dry as it gets. I mean, they're literally ordering them to delete things and remove certain users. And I was actually I was a little bit pleasantly surprised that the lower court ruled that this was wrong, because, you know, so rarely do we get a victory on issues like this. But it seems like in the past few years, it's been a bit of a free
speech. By the way, two lower courts just in this case. I mean, exactly right at the Supreme Court, yeah.
Yeah, and so the Supreme Court then acquiring this with the majority and with Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh siding with the government in this case and basically giving them the green light. And it's always on the technical grounds. This is where the conservative court always fails us. They always say, well, you didn't do it exactly correctly, or, oh, you don't have legal standing or something like that. This is the constitutional issue, maybe, of our lifetime. As we know, the First Amendment is the most important amendment because it's what protects our freedom of conscience, what protects, I mean, really the foundational rights, assembly, speech, and so on. And we know that there's been a big problem with big tech and government colluding. Rather than relieve the injury on this, they're going to side with the government. It's really shocking. It's really outrageous and offensive. And it begs the question, can we rely on institutions like the Federalist Society and the Republican Party to put up judges like this in the future? Because, you know, that is one of the things that is considered one of the best parts of President Trump's legacy from his first term was that he transformed the face of the federal judiciary by appointing a record number of judges. That includes the three Supreme Court judges that he nominated. But we see over and over again these judges, especially on the Supreme Court, especially Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, giving these terrible decisions. And not just on this, on gun rights, on the 2020 election, in some cases on immigration. I don't think that we can rely anymore on the expertise of the Federalist Society, Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell to pick these people. And as always, it all goes back down to personnel. Who are going to be the people that are making the decisions in the judiciary? Who are going to be the people making the decisions in the Senate and in the potentially the next Trump administration about who these appointees will be? That's always the operative question. And it just goes to show that we're not going to find the right people from Yale, Harvard, and from the Republican Party. They disappoint us time and again in the legislature, the judiciary, and the executive. So it's just the latest disappointment. I'm not totally surprised that it went this way. Unfortunately, there is one other major decision they have yet to rule on, and it makes me a little bit nervous about that. As you know, there were two major free speech laws passed in Florida and Texas that were meant to remedy big tech censorship. They're both slightly different. There was one law passed in the Florida state legislature, and that specifically applied to people seeking office, that they could not be banned from social media or else the big tech would incur a fine. And then in Texas, there was similar law, but it was about viewpoint discrimination that, you know, if you were banned for expressing a particular ideology and if you could prove that in court, you could get some legal relief for that. And so both of these laws were challenged by big tech and a firm that represents all the big tech consortium of the big tech companies. That is one of the other forthcoming decisions that the Supreme Court is going to hand down probably later this year. And of course, relating to similar topics, big tech and free speech. Based on this decision, I'm not very optimistic about this. And you brought in something which I think is extremely relevant. As you said, the election is 130 days out, 132, 130 days. We're not long before the next presidential election. As we know, social media dictates the outcome of these national elections, especially the presidency. You know, and I don't love Charlie Kirk, but he had a good tweet about this the other day. He said in 2016, it was the Twitter election. In 2020, it was the Instagram election. In 2024, this is the X and TikTok election. And the reason for that, these are two huge platforms that are growing faster than any other platform. And they are because they're free speech, because they've totally liberalized community guidelines, terms of service. They've allowed people like you and I back on the platform, at least on X. I think you and I are both banned on TikTok, but our content proliferates there on TikTok regardless. And so it's these free speech platforms that are now defining this right-wing comeback. It's defining this consciousness raising. I think we talked about it last time. And it seems like now in the 11th hour, right before the moment of decision and the all important remaining 6 months, the debate is tomorrow. The conventions are coming up. Now it seems like these courts are coming in and they're trying to undo what has been done, the progress that has been made by Elon Musk acquiring Twitter and by TikTok.
That's right.
Which through their proprietary algorithm is
so we
is
have
a
the we have
dependent.
No, I agree. I was going to say that before you came on. You think of the same thing. It's obvious, but it's so crazy. The Supreme Court is like putting their finger on the scale. Last minute, we're winning landslide, and they run in for the deep state and the establishment and do this.
That's exactly how it appears to me, and I don't see any other explanation for it because, as you said, it's as cut and dry as it gets. We have evidence, and it's not just one. It was over a dozen federal agencies in the most direct possible way, emails, text messages, as you said, delete this right effing now, laced with expletives. And the Supreme Court intervenes and says the government has a right to lean on these major publishers with censorship. It's totally ridiculous. And from conservative judges. So I think what else can you call it other than they are putting their finger on the scale and trying to save their guy for the deep state? They're trying to save their guy, Joe Biden.
No, I totally agree, but that makes me like Alito, and you know, even more because they secretly record him a month ago at an event with judges And he just says, F them wanting to control my free speech. I'll fly a flag upside down. Screw them. I'm tired of these people. They go, look, he's bad. He's partisan. No, he's pro free speech. I mean, I think Alito is becoming, I think even better than Thomas, because it seems like they don't control him and it's only pissing him off.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and they've all had their fair share of scrutiny. There was a major ProPublica piece about Clarence Thomas recently, too. And so, like you, I've noticed the major pressure on Samuel Alito. There's been the scandal about him flying the flag upside down and the various flags they've flown outside the house. And so it seems like they're really putting the screws on these conservative judges. It's like everything else. This political conflict is coming to a head. I think the deep state, the elites know that the moment of decision is arriving when possibly, and maybe it's likely, Donald Trump may be elected and throw off the yoke of a certain faction of the American elite for good. And I think Trump has maybe learned his lesson. I think certainly the American people have about what happens when you let Hillary Clinton off the hook and when you try to cut deals with Facebook, as Trump did, in exchange for not totally leaning on them from the conservative direction. And so I think they all realize that they have to make a full play against anybody, anywhere, that's trying to undo or reverse what they have done.
Well, that's right. Trump now knows when they sit there and lie to his face, it's a lie. He's going to not go off what they say, but who they've supported in the past. And they keep saying, oh, he's going to be vindictive. It's not vindictive. This is a deep state coup that we're trying to struggle out of. It is his duty, not just his right, to go after him. So let me say, you're President Trump. In 131 days, he gets reelected. During that 79 days before the inauguration, they're going to cause civil unrest. They're going to call it race war, civil war. That's all pre-programmed. Put on your prediction cap here of what you think they're going to pull. I want to say the election fraud won't be enough to steal it. The numbers are there. So let's just hypothetically say Trump wins in 131 days. What happens then? And what can we do to make sure he gets in? And then how do we hold his feet to the fire and make sure he doesn't compromise, just out of some of his political ignorance? And that's what's going on from my own research. And then what, and then the big question, that's a lot of questions. What would you do if you were President Trump? If Nick J. Fuentes was sworn in January 21st, 2025, what does Nick Fuentes do? Like, let's just start there.
Well, day one, I mean, the first thing you got to do is close the border, you know, because that is, people talk about election fraud, and you could talk about ballots, you could talk about media, but the biggest way that they're stealing elections is they're importing voters. They're importing these people. I imagine a lot of them are voting illicitly.
Of course they are.
And even if they're not, well, of course they are. And even if they're not, they're also being counted in the census, which is how the Electoral College votes are allocated, how the House is allocated. And of course, these people come over here and they're having a lot of kids. It's anchors away. They're having anchor babies. Those people become citizens. And this is how California went from red to blue, how it went from Nixon, Reagan landslide to blue forever.
And they're immediately, because globalist documents came out this week. They said, we want Latin Americans because they vote socialist. Something about their skin color. They vote socialist. They're immediately having federal tit put in their mouth. And so they've got generational voters right now.
That's exactly right. And the numbers don't lie. They do not support an original interpretation of the Constitution. They do not support the Second Amendment. They do not believe that hate speech is free speech. So you're right. We move towards a European socialist style country with this mass migration scheme that they've cooked up. It's Texas. It's Nevada. It's almost nearly every state at this point. So day one, you close the border. You have to get these people to remain in Mexico. You have to restart the building of the wall. And I would say build a real wall this time, not an 18-foot steel bollard fence, a 30-foot concrete wall like the one that was promised. Use the military appropriations. That's first thing I would do. Number two, make a deal with Russia. End this war in Ukraine. People have no idea yet how much damage this is causing to us and our allies. We are
Explain
going to
it. It's killing the dollar. The biggest enemy of America is the globalists. They're killing it.
Precisely. More and more countries are moving away from the dollar because the United States weaponized it in the aftermath of Russia's war in Ukraine. They seized Russia's foreign currency reserves, seizing Russia's assets. Now they're talking about selling them. But it's not only that. By sabotaging Nord Stream 1, they also made it so that Germany has sky-high energy costs, and now they're not going to be able to remain an industrial nation. We're all going to have massive energy demand because of these data centers due to AI. The amount of energy consumed by data centers is going to go up to 10% of the total energy consumption by the end of this decade. we're reaching peak shale oil. We may be reaching peak oil altogether. The energy demand is going up. Energy supply is going to stop
growing. And notice the left wants to ban cows and cars, but never their data centers.
100%. And we're not able to get the energy anymore because we blew up the pipelines from Russia, and we've now made it so that Russia and China are not able to cooperate normally in the global economy. We can't get those resources out of
and
there.
And notice how when the CIA and the Pentagon 2 years ago blew up Nord Stream, they didn't think it would then double energy prices and make alternative for Deutschland win. So then their answer is ban alternative for Deutschland. It's now the biggest party in Germany. I mean, this is not going their way. Populists are winning everywhere. Nationalists are winning everywhere. And the more the globalists squeeze, the more they lose.
It's true. Everything that they do, it's an equal and opposite reaction. But this is a very dangerous time because they are in a panic. Their position and their grip on power is extremely precarious. And this is where I think the elite is given to making mistakes and unforced errors because they're panicked, because the house of cards is falling down all around them in every way possible. There's war on every continent. The economy's getting squeezed, you know, between inflation and the high interest rates, stagflation. These people have not been planning ahead. They've not been thinking carefully about our problems. They really do believe that they're going to be able to censor and ban all their political problems. They think they're going to be able to print their way out of all of their money problems. They think they're going to be able to print their way and use air power out of all of the military and diplomacy problems in the world. And on some level, they think that artificial intelligence is going to solve whatever they can't do. And so,
and by the way, I see AI as like Vietnam believing air power would win. It means nothing if people don't believe it or follow it.
It's true. They really do believe, they call this effective futurism or effective whatever. They have this hope in technology that they think that they recognize there are these problems. Major things have been messed up in a way that are not easily unmessed up. Ecological problems, diplomacy, all these problems that I've just mentioned. Major, major, major problems. They have no solutions, no way out of it. And so they think that AI is going to be this deus ex machina that's just going to, it's like an oracle. It's going to spit out the answers to all our problems. It's not. It's not sentient.
It's like
not
a Hopi Indian ghost dance.
Well, exactly. It's like some kind of spiritual thing. It's like they're doing a rain dance asking for, for favorable fertility for this harvest or something. And so this house of cards is coming crashing down. The question is, can we catch the falling knife and prevent it from being a complete and total cataclysm? And I think everybody sees the writing is on the wall everywhere you look.
No, I totally agree. That's the consensus is how do we have a survivable crash landing? Speak to that.
It's a difficult thing. I think that it starts with a political transition. We need to get these people out of power. They're reckless, they're irresponsible. You know, for a long time, they made it seem like they were the adults in the room, and it was the populace, like you and I, that were crazy. And, you know, you and I, we have colorful personalities, but clearly we are much more on the ball and our fingers much more on the pulse than these planners who think that it's a good idea to import limitless number of people to go to war with Russia and China and Iran all at the same time. And, you know, all these endless things that just don't really make sense, but they insist do. So it starts with a political solution of getting the right people in power, getting responsible people in power. And we need to get smart people to start to come up with solutions. I think that's why the DEI stuff has to go, because at the same time that our problems are growing in complexity and growing in number, we're getting people that are less sophisticated, less competent, less in general, do not have the aptitude for it. We're choosing people based on the skin color, based on ideology rather than competence. So America needs to think in terms of people power. People are the greatest asset. We need to have the right people accelerate through the advanced colleges. We need the right people to join politics. We need the right people at the helm of the White House, Congress. I really think it's important that if Trump gets in office in the second term, it all comes down to the personnel. Who is going to be hired? Who's going to be making the decisions? Because that's going to be
Nick Fuentes, stay there. Let's talk about that and some of the positive things about Trump, but also some of the negative things. And when I looked at his green card proposal, I looked at both sides. People take it out of context. I see both sides. So let's look at your criticism of his plan for college grads to get green cards when we come right back with Nick Fuentes. Stay with us.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it.
And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I'm really liking this conversation. This is what I wanted to do with Kanye a few years ago when he was in here with Nick. He can go off on whatever group he wants for 10 minutes. We heard it. Now I want to see about the rest of the world and big issues and what we're going to do, and the wars and the border and the AI and you know, all of this. And so people take me out of context. It's fine. I do a 4-hour show every day. But I did like 10 minutes yesterday, a whole segment. And I said, I get what Nick Fuentes is saying. And I agree with a lot of the Groypers. But I said, then there's a whole nother extreme of, you know, people saying, well, we don't like anybody that isn't white. And I'm just like,
That's not how I feel. I like everybody. I judge people off of how they operate and what they do. But then I also went on and I said, yeah, this Trump thing is dangerous. You know, just saying anybody that gets a college degree, well, they can give you, you know, mail-in degrees, and then you're a citizen. But at the same time, Trump's always been for highly skilled people that come here being able to be a citizen, because that's what he's done in business. So people that are mad at Trump about it, and I get you're allowed to criticize, I'm not saying that's bad. To me, Trump will at least mitigate and shut the border down 90%. Would you rather have that or just, oh, Biden saying, get here, come here, take over, blah, blah, blah. So I don't believe in a lesser of two evils, but I also don't believe in a suicide pact. And I'm somebody very critical of Trump, so I'm not putting Nick down for being critical of him. I'm just trying to quantify that when I war game something, like in the first hour, I said, well, I hope with all these other Supreme Court First Amendment cases, they've got several big ones and a bunch of other ones. Hopefully they just gave the dog a bone. I think this is a better case here, but because they refuse to even look at it. No, I see cowardice. I think they're going to go totally against us. But then people will take the clip out from last hour and say, look, Jones is claiming the Supreme Court's on our side. No, I said, I think they're about to screw us just like Nick did, but I'm saying I'm hoping that something else, probably not. So that's the thing about a long form show, folks. We're looking at all angles. We're at the grocery store checking the, you know, the fruit, squeezing it, you know, which one's the best piece. We're trying to work through this. So you got cut off by the break, Nick J. Fuentes. People can follow you on Rumble. Well, we'll put it on screen and all, obviously on X with what you would do if you were president, what you think is about to happen with the desperate left and deep state with 131 days left. And then you've taken Trump to the woodshed on his green card. And so I respect your view. I'm not saying I totally agree with it, but I definitely understand the argument and think that it is a legitimate argument. So let's quantify that.
Yeah. So on the green card issue with Donald Trump, I definitely see where you're coming from. And I do agree with you. It's sort of interesting because this stapling green cards to diplomas is a very old proposal. This rhetoric has been around for over 10 years, 10 or 15 years. And if you Google it right now, staple green card to diplomas, you'll find articles, clippings from 2011. Hillary Clinton said it. Mitt Romney said it. Charlie Kirk has said it. Joe Biden said it. Donald Trump is the latest to say it. And the idea is we have all these foreigners here studying. There's just over a million foreign students in America right now. And the idea is we want to retain some of them. And I think you said on your show, we don't want a brain drain. We want to keep some of the best and brightest here. And I can certainly understand that on some level. Like if you'll have somebody who is a very specialized type of doctor, and meaning they go to a very advanced graduate school, meaning they go to medical school for many, many years, certainly that is someone who I think we would want to retain in the United States. But what's interesting about what Trump said, which this is the part I think that was troubling to everybody, whether you're pro-immigration or more of an immigration restrictionist, is he said even a junior college graduate from India or China would get a green card under this program. He said any degree, 4-year advanced degree, junior college, 2-year degree. And it's not hard to see how that would become basically open borders with extra steps, where you would see major firms that have a need for labor and cheap labor from foreign countries. They would be readily willing to put up the money to put as many students through a 2-year.
Most of the states are already paying for illegals to go to college.
Right. There's already subsidies on the table. So, and you imagine that if a policy like that actually went through, it would only become more streamlined. It would turn into a big scam and they'd be able to bring in as many people as they want. And I think that is the issue. If there is unlimited labor, as Hillary Clinton envisioned, of common market, free movement of labor and goods, you're talking about the American worker getting screwed. You have all these, and you know, maybe this is a little bit closer to home for me, but for you as well, because you have young children. So I'm sure this is something you're thinking about too. Young people are being set up where they go to college. It's very expensive. They graduate from college. Housing's unaffordable. Inflation's out of control. College debt is very high. The job market's tough. People are underemployed. And then there's this proposal on the table that we're going to just bring in as many rich Indians and Chinese as possible. And you know what? They could come from anywhere for that matter. They could come from Germany or France. They'd still be taking jobs from Americans. So it's really just about finding where is the sensible immigration policy.
No, I totally agree with you. And it's all been so one-sided. It's healthy to say no more for now, a moratorium. I was simply saying people mad at Trump, this has always been his policy. And if you go to one of his hotels, it's mainly Eastern Europeans, That's who he can get cheap that, quite frankly, want to, and I'm not saying Americans are lazy. It's just harder to find them and organize them, though through these trade groups, through these corporate organizations, you're on a cruise ship. It's Eastern Europeans. You're in a fancy hotel. It's Eastern Europeans because for whatever reason, they'll get the job done. They'll do it. That's the group they found that'll do it. I understand Trump's being honest about where he's made his money at his casinos, at his hotels. So it's just Trump being honest. So I don't see it as a bad thing against Trump. You can say it's a bad policy. I'm just saying it's not some betrayal because that's what Trump's always done.
Well, I would say that in 2016, he did say that he would revise the H-1B visa program. So it is a little bit of a shift on the policy, but you are right. Throughout his business career, he did use immigrant labor. You're absolutely right about that. And you're also 100% right that, and this is something that you notice, and this shows that people are getting the information on InfoWars, is that Donald Trump did attempt to recalibrate immigration. And you're 100% on the money that under the Trump administration, the focus shifted from family-based migration and humanitarian-based migration, meaning refugees and asylum seekers, to temporary or permanent work visas. So there was a recalibration, and that was also the basis of another proposal during the Trump administration called the RAISE Act, which actually would have reduced legal immigration by up to 50%, but it would have focused on bringing over immigrants based on merit rather than based on family
connection.
And
that's the thing about Trump. He is a robot about money. He looks at transactional. Exactly. He doesn't want a bunch of criminals and handicaps and mental patients. That's what we're getting now. He's like, no, we don't want them. But if you want to come work, we'll take you and then send you home, basically.
And that makes perfect sense. If you were to start from scratch and drop an immigration policy, you would not drop the current immigration policy where the border is wide open and everybody comes here illegally. And the people that come here legally, they just have a cousin that was here or, you know, they're... Everyone is apparently fleeing a war. I guess if your country has a low enough standard of living, you could claim you're seeking asylum from something. So you probably would draft up an immigration policy like Trump's, which would favor merit, favor, you know, where the labor market needs the specialized labor. I think though across the board, it just has to be much, much lower. You know, and he keeps saying this, and this is one of the criticisms I have. He keeps going out there and saying, we desperately need the labor. We desperately need the immigration. We have had always increasing immigration for like 30 years. It's massive. We have the largest foreign-born percentage of the population than ever before. And the thing is about American immigration policy is it always came in waves. That was one of the things that was distinct about it before. One among others is that it came in waves. We would bring in a lot of people and then slam the door for 30 years. We bring in a lot of people and then slam the door.
Because we had to get them to come over to our system. And that's the key. Because the UN, the left, the universities, the media, they're weaponizing people. That's why I'm for a 10-year moratorium. If you want to get technical, I could get Trump to do what I wanted. I would just say nobody 10 years. And then let's build up America. So if you want to know where I would stand, I'd say 10 years, zero immigration, basically.
Me too. That's exactly, you know, he asked, what would I do on day one? If I were Trump at the convention, I would say, you know what? We have just had too much immigration for too long, and it's not helping anybody. You know, and it's actually interesting. Hispanics are becoming more Republican. It's these third and fourth generation Hispanics who are actually now reacting against the first generation Hispanics that are coming over and taking their jobs. So it's like you said, and I said this on Twitter, it almost isn't even necessarily a race issue. Race is a component, but it doesn't need to be because it's affecting everybody economically, culturally, socially. And so if you're Trump, if you want to be the most forward thinking, the most progressive, and by progressive, I don't mean left, but I mean forward, it would be, as you said, 10-year moratorium, close the border and assimilate the people that are here, get the Americans jobs, get American wages.
Well, that's it. We basically have eaten like 20 pounds of meat. We got to digest this.
And that's a perfect analogy because we've just had like tens of millions every decade, one after the last, and it's having a profound political, social, economic impact on the country. And, you know, I said this the other day also, where is the dissent on this issue? This is one of the other things that I'm just not happy about with this Trump campaign. One, because like you said, there's good and there's bad. But one of the things I don't like is that there doesn't seem to be any allowance for a difference of opinion on immigration. Biden is pro-mass migration. It seems now that Trump is in favor of mass legal immigration. And it seems like we're sliding backwards towards this uniparty thing where it's like you vote for the left or the right and you really just get the same thing either way with just a marginal little difference. And so that's why I'd like to see Trump, who now has this renewed popularity and I think a lot of political capital and a major opportunity to say, you know what? I was vindicated. I said, build the wall. They didn't let me. The Republicans didn't let Trump build the wall because he had a Republican.
Exactly. He shouldn't be backing off a winning issue that's also good for the country. So shifting gears, the time we have left, because I got a lot of questions, a lot of comments. Any other points about the election coming up, 131 days, what the deep state may pull? Then I want to talk about Israel, the ADL. They did their full push for censorship. It blew up in their face. The whole world's turned against it. And where you think that's going, and you know, Lebanon and, you know, Gaza and all the rest of it. But just other points about what is the deep state going to do as it becomes obvious. I think Trump's going to win.
Well, one thing I think that's on everybody's mind that everybody's talking about is I don't think people are even confident that Biden will be the nominee. I know everyone said that for a long time and we're pretty late in the game, but it'll be very interesting to see tomorrow how Biden performs, because there has been and I'm pretty critical of people that obsess on this in particular, but there's been a very noticeable cognitive decline in just the past few months. It was bad in 2020. It's been 4 years. He's gotten really bad lately. Like he just can't even go out in public without some kind of major gaffe or he gets lost or something. It'll be interesting to see what that looks like
and
tomorrow.
And don't you love the new claim that they're quote, cheap fakes?
Yeah, I saw that. It's a cheap fake. It's real footage. I mean, everybody sees it. They're real people. But this is just like one of those things where now they're just brazenly lying to your face. Don't believe your lying eyes. You watch this stuff and it's a cheap fake. Isn't that convenient? I guess now whenever anything bad happens, anybody is in an embarrassing moment, we could all just blame it on AI, deep fakes or something. It's obviously real. And I think that there is a slight chance that he may be replaced at the top of the ticket. I wouldn't put money on that. But if I were
to put
money on...
Well, that's what Roger Stone's been saying for 3 years.
And I think he's right. I mean, if you were to put money on some Democrat hijinks, that would be one of the big ones, is that they're going to do something.
Well, they're already wanting... You're in Chicago. They're already wanting a virtual convention.
Well, and they want that. I think that's because of the Ohio deadline where they need the nominee before August. The convention's in August. The other thing, though, is they know these radicals are going to come to the convention and cause all kinds of trouble. It's a classic case of, I was talking to my barber about this. You know, when Xi Jinping goes to California, they clean up the streets. There's no more poo on the streets. There's no more homeless, no more urine anywhere. And it's going to be the same thing. When Joe Biden and the Democrats come into town, they're going to lock this city down. You know, they are, for the past year, they got rid of the shot spotter. You can't locate the gunshots anymore. There's no cops anywhere. It's a total free for all. But now that the Democrats are in town, it's going to be a clash between these young radicals, the kind of fauna, the hostile environment of the city of Chicago versus these Democrat elites. So, you know, it's like we talked about in the last one. It's this house of cards coming down all around them. They just really can't catch a break.
I agree. So now looking at Ukraine, I'll give you my take and then you give me yours. But 2 years into Ukraine, Russia had won. Everybody learned that basically the West had started the war 10 years ago. It's all falling apart. And so they go, what do we do? Well, we'll just start a war in Israel, have Israel stand down, have some backroom deal through Iran with Biden giving them $6 billion to do this attack, and then Netanyahu could stay in power with an endless war using this excuse and then marry the funding for Ukraine with Israel, which they successfully did, though it was held up for a few months, panicking the deep state. That's what I see. But then the social capital Israel lost, and I don't have some fetish of hate of Israel, just like I don't hate the U.S. government. I don't hate the Jewish people, but I don't like the Israeli government. It's another corrupt kleptocracy, you know, criminals. But just looking at this, things are not going well for Netanyahu. His own generals are saying we can't beat Hamas. His cabinet's resigning. You've got Zelensky falling apart. He's a dictator now, canceled elections, banning all his political opposition, banning the Orthodox Church. You add all this mess together with China threatening to invade Taiwan. What do you see happening on that front?
Well, something's got to give. The empire is stretched too thin, and there's conflict on every continent. There's the three major ones you pointed out, Ukraine, Gaza, Taiwan, but there's also the smaller ones. There's Azerbaijan, Armenia, there's Kosovo and Serbia, there's Guyana and the Essequibo and Venezuela. Something has got to give. We are overcommitted. We're overstretched. This is what happens of 30 years of basically unchallenged American hegemony. And we started to believe that we were God. We started to believe that we could do anything. We could fight 100 wars at one time. You know, somehow it went from like we need to fight two to like we need to fight a war everywhere all the time. And so if I were to call it, Xi Jinping's term ends in 2027, 2028. And I think that is when they're planning on making their move and going for Taiwan. It seems that the situation has become a little bit more balanced. The United States has rushed a lot of defensive aid over there, and they've been making a lot of diplomatic visits over there to deter any kind of attack. But China's been getting a lot more bold. They're sending out more planes over the sky, sending more ships over there than ever. And so I think that there is going to be a real scenario where it's a full-on crisis, where Russia is going to take the entire coast of the Black Sea. There is going to be a major war in Lebanon that Israel cannot win. China is going to take Taiwan, and there's nothing the United States can do about it. And what happens the week after that is people realize the unipolar moment is over. American hegemony is over. The American empire is done. Okay, deterrent is not real. Rather, deterrence is not real. America's deterrent threat is not real. And we're now living in a truly multipolar world. And it's like you said, this war in Russia has been going on for 10 years, and that was really the beginning of the end. And what we're going to see within the next 5 years is the end of the end, which is the full completion of the transition from America running the world to now it's a multipolar world for the first time since before World War One, really, since the continent of Europe.
So let's talk about false flags. We see Maxine Waters, all the Democratic talking points, saying white supremacists are trained in the woods, they're going to kill black people. So kind of Governor Whitmer on steroids with the fake kidnapping there. Clearly they're pre-programming that. What do you see in their attempt to cause civil unrest? They build as a civil war / race war where they had all these movies and TV shows hyping it. Clearly that's what they think their saving grace is going to be. I mean, that's what I see. I'm really concerned about that.
You're right. The predictive programming is everywhere. That Barack Obama produced that movie, Leave It All Behind. It just gets so blatant. Like Barack Obama producing a Netflix movie about Civil War, then you get an actual movie called Civil War. You're going to get a nut job. You're going to get some lone wolf guy. His best friend is an FBI informant. We're going to find out. He's going to go and kill a bunch of people. And whatever the crisis is going to be, because there's bound to be one with all the tension and all the, you know, this crisis that's going on in the country, they're going to use that to calm down hard, and the Supreme, you know, bring it full circle. The Supreme Court ruling is going to give them the power to do that, to calm down hard on X, TikTok. It's going to be the end of free speech. And they're also going to use that, you know, maybe and probably to flip the election back towards Biden. And then once you get Biden in, it's going to be the January 6th DOJ on steroids, just like they've been coming after patriots. They've been doing it since Obama, the backdoor gun control and all that kind of stuff. They're going to be doing that again all over this time to, I think, finally put the MAGA movement in the ground and make it so that the only opposition there is to the Democrat Party and liberalism and progressivism is like Nikki Haley and Tim Scott. That's what's going to be what remains.
Exactly. So my concern is that the deep state never gives up, and that they killed JFK for not going along with them in 63 in Dallas. It is a real possibility they could kill Trump, or they could kill Biden and claim a right-winger did it to then use that as the excuse to replace him. They could kill him at the DNC in Chicago or right before. I mean, I don't think it is a possibility. I think it is a very good probability that they are doing this. Can you speak to the issue of assassination?
I think it's very likely. I think you're right about that. And the thing is about Trump, you have to realize they have thrown everything short of assassination at him. That's one way to look at it. If there's kind of an escalating menu of options that they could do to prevent an individual man from taking power, prevent this campaign that he's been on, they've done everything short of that. Impeachment, lawfare, they've gone after his family, they've lied about him in the press.
They played every card but assassination.
Everything up to that. And if you think that that's something that isn't on the table, it's, as you said, JFK, his brother RFK, his son, there's a whole host of them, MLK, Malcolm X, you name it. This is something that the intelligence agencies specialize in. And when you get these major false flags and when you get these major wars, you also get the assassinations too. And so I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility, as you say. I think it's probably far more likely than most people think. And it's truly a scary proposition, because somebody goes down like that and there are going to be riots in the streets. And I think that's why it's very, very important that people now more than ever have to be extremely discerning and extremely careful. And you and I both know the kind of dragnet that happened after January 6th. People, it's not a joke. You know, the feds are coming down on people. They are going to be as liberal as possible when they interpret some of these statutes. People have to be very, very sensible and smart about how they conduct themselves in the next 6 months. Because whenever these elections kick up, there's always this exuberance. There's always this getting caught up in the moment. You know, this is the language that people use after the fact. They say, I got caught up. I was in the crowd. You have to be very on the ball and make sure
you
were
smart and I was smart. We didn't go into the Capitol. We tried to stop people that day. And that's the thing. It sounds tough. Oh, let's have a civil war. Let's have violence. No, we're winning the intellectual war. It is so critical to be on record that we do not support offensive violence.
100%. Absolutely disavow violence, offensive violence, anything like that. And you're right. It's not a game. And what happens is that you're never going to win that battle against the surveillance state and the military. The idea that, you know, a bunch of guys, amateur, disorganized, you know, not that we would ever suggest anything like that, but people that do, we saw what happened with the, like you said, the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot. We saw what happened on January 6th. They know your number. They got the score before you've even incepted or conceived of the thought of something like that. And the only people that that helps is them, you know, because you see that all these plots, all these, like you said, this tough talk about civil war and stuff, it only ends up helping the enemy. And like with the Whitmer kidnapping plot, that was half of the crew was gullible suckers that said, oh yeah, we're going to go and show them. And the other half of the crew were FBI informants.
Well,
and
I would just say more than half the crew. Yeah, it was like 70% FBI.
And they were running it too. It was not only more than half, but it was the head of the transportation.
Key point. They were in command.
Right. From the beginning. And so it
wasn't very tough. So if you're in a militia or some group, you care about America, great. That's constitutional. And if you've got some guy trying to train you for violence, get their license, follow them home, read their mail. They're a fed.
Yep. All day, every single time. And with every one of these shooters, every one of these kinds of things, it always comes out the week after. Oh, you know, one out of the five confidants was a federal agent. Oh, so-and-so that he was friends with was an informant. The whole crew was informants. And you're always a sucker. And it turns out that it only helps them, because that is what they use as the pretext to justify the crackdown on patriots. It's textbook. You and I have been doing this long enough, you longer than me, but we both know that is literally the textbook strategy.
You're right, but the good news is there's AP in two of the three trials. They've had to release them. AP admits FBI set it up. FBI staged it. There it is on screen. So that's got to scare the deep state, because we know their tricks now.
Right, with social media now and with the kind of citizen journalism that's out there, they can no longer cover it up. You imagine 60 years ago, all you had was television and radio. Now people are able to report on this, and I think people are hip to the playbook and how they're able to operate. But that's why it's so important now more than ever that people are very, very on their guard about any kind of rhetoric like that or any kind of
incidents. I totally agree. Nick, stay there. Let's do 30 more minutes. You're very gracious to be with us. We'll put it back on screen. You can find him on rumble.com/Nick J. Fuentes. We're going to cover a bunch of other big issues. I've got a bunch of questions, a bunch of other stuff to ask him straight ahead. Hour number three, we're back in 2 minutes.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're into hour number three. Nick's with us another 30 minutes. That'll cover much of the breaking news. Ahead of our guest host, the fourth hour. Appreciate Nick Fuentes joining us. Find him on rumble.com/Nick J. Fuentes. That's a key thing he wants you to follow. So, Nick, in this short little segment, we'll get into Israel and the wars next segment. I didn't know you were going to Detroit a week and a half ago when I was invited to go to that. And I was supposed to get there earlier, but stuff got delayed. But I got there after Trump was there, and I spoke the next day. Then I learned your event got canceled at another facility, and then you were in TPUSA, and they threw you out. I just want to say I like the folks at TPUSA, but they need to get past being scared of the establishment, what they're going to say about us. It shows how far they've come just to invite me. That was them realizing being the outlaw, being the outsider, being the rebel's good. I think they should invite you to speak and say, we don't agree with everything Nick says, but it's free speech. They should invite leftists on. You know, they should invite AOC there. That would make it more interesting. But talk about the fiasco that happened in Detroit.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and I'll speak to that a little bit. So we had our fourth AFPAC conference planned for last week in Detroit. We took a little break for 2 years, and we came back, and we had it all scheduled. We had about 2,000 people coming, and it was going to be a great time. We did everything lawfully. We had really nice production. It was going to be a great time, and it was scheduled to be on Saturday, June 15th. The day before, we set up our stage, tables, chairs, hung lights on the ceiling, the whole deal. Subwoofers were making the whole building shake. It was going to be great. 24 hours before the event, with all our equipment set up in the building, the venue called us and told us they were not going to allow us to proceed with the event. We told them we have a contract. We paid the money. We have our stuff here. We're doing the event. They called the cops. Cops came and threatened to trespass us from the property. They locked the doors with all our equipment inside. So here we are 24 hours out. We sold 2,000 tickets. We got 2,000 people in the city ready to go, and we have no venue. So we made a last-ditch effort. We called all around the city. Nobody was able to accommodate us on such short notice with such a big crowd and with no production equipment because it was all inside the other venue. And so we wound up giving a little impromptu speech outside Turning Point. And then we held a VIP event that night with about 500 people, and we got shut down there too. So we really got chased out of the city of Detroit. And on that point.
And physically attacked.
And physically attacked also. Yes, there was a security guard at the second venue.
And the reason I raise this is I can't talk about it yet, but very prominent top talk shows in the country are being denied to speak in Austin. And they already have venues booked or Tampa. Those are being pulled from major talk show hosts. So it doesn't end with Nick Fuentes. People need to get this, folks. That's why we have to like stand up for what's happening to you. Because if we let Alex Jones or Nick Fuentes get censored, everybody does.
It always starts with Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes. That's always how it starts. It's never how it ends. It starts with people like us. And then once they set the precedent that you don't have a right to assemble, then they can go after anybody. And then, like you said, it goes further and further to the right. And that's really what it's about. We have a First Amendment that protects not only the freedom of speech, which everybody knows, but also the freedom to assemble. And the problem is that increasingly, you're just not able to do that. If you go in public now, and I know this because I've done these things, and you know because you've done them as well, you go out in public now and they demand that you have like insurance for your protest. There's this arduous process of getting permitting. You now need insurance.
Even though we have a history of being totally peaceful and the left burns down whole cities, they're okay.
Right. Yeah. BLM can show up and they can torch the whole city block. That's fine. You know, no insurance required. We show up to do a peaceful thing and it's this whole process. And of course, it's very difficult to do stuff in public because then you encounter Antifa. You encounter the left. That's what happened at Charlottesville. It leads to deadly fights and horrible situations.
So this is about standing up to the bullies. This is the central fight, the right to assemble. It's right there in the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or the right of the freedom of the press, the right to assemble for peaceful redress of grievances.
And if you can't do that in public, and then you can't do that in a private venue, where can you do it? You can't do it in public because you get attacked and you get shut down. You do it in private, they pull the plug on the venue. And so it's getting to the point where it's like, if you don't own a giant property yourself, you're just out of luck. And that doesn't sound like
a very good society. You know what Kennedy said? Those that make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. We'll be right back with Nick Fuentes in 60 seconds to talk about censorship, what's happening in Israel, and more. All uncensored, unfiltered. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Working together, the safety.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Nick Fuentes is with us. The last 30 minutes, we're going to talk about Israel and the censorship of the ADL. He can go wherever he wants. It's censorship free in defiance of tyranny. But first, I want to talk about myself and get his take on it, because this is bigger than Alex Jones. So in the last 3 weeks, they tried to lock the doors here. The federal CRO, a big leftist, appointed by the court. The judge fired him 2 weeks ago. And they filed all these filings to shut us down. People are like, oh, that's not really happening. And, of course, now it's all over the news. Yeah, they're shutting us down. And then I knew it would get kicked back into state court, and they would call for us to be immediately shut down. And I predicted it would be kicked back into federal court. So we're playing this ping-pong game right now. It's my last moves here. I'll still be on air. I'll still be able to broadcast for now. Well, the Internet kill switch and all the censorship, who knows, once they launch full World War III or an assassination of Trump or Biden, God knows. They may kill Biden, actually, instead of killing Trump, to make, you know, conservatives be the bane of everything. I think that's probably more probable than them killing Trump. I'll just say that. But here's a short CNN clip, and I've got this from CBS News, ABC News. It's the same thing everywhere. They sit on the courthouse steps. They put in their filings. We don't want money. So they had rigged trials, big judgments, all this. They didn't want money. They said, we want him shut down. So I don't think of myself as that important. I asked the question, why do they want me shut down? They want the precedent set, and they don't want us on air with what is about to happen. Now, their problem is they don't have Alex Jones to deal with it now. This isn't 10 years ago. There's now Joe Rogan's awake. Tucker Carlson's awake. Elon Musk is awake. Russell Brand's awake. The list goes on and on. They've got a big problem. But here's a clip of CNN admitting with the so-called plaintiffs that what they want is me silenced. Here it is.
the judge rules today that these company must be liquidated, it will essentially take InfoWars out of the hands of Alex Jones. What's really interesting, actually, is just in the last 2 days, the families also requested that Alex Jones's social media accounts, his X/Twitter account, will also be liquidated, arguing that this Twitter account, his X account, is essentially like a customer base. It'll be really interesting to see how the judge rules from that. Now, Jones, for his part, for the last few days, has continued airing his shows, has continued peddling lies about who is behind these cases. He was broadcasting even on his way to Houston to court. Now, for the families, they actually, I spoke to one of the lawyers for some of the Connecticut families, and he says that they are trying to find the most amount of accountability that the legal system can deliver, and that the money is just one component of that and not the most important component of it. For them, the most important component of this is to essentially try to get Alex Jones's damaging lies and conspiracy theories that he continues to peddle off of the airwaves.
So there's a lot of examples of this, but this is the oxymoron. We filed to shut him down, but he's crazy. We're not shutting him down. That total disrespect they have to reality, so that they think a certain percentage of the audience will go, oh, Jones is making this up. Now you know I, of course, didn't make this up. People think, oh, he did this as a publicity stunt to make more money. It killed orders at the store. People think we're shutting down, which could create its own effect and shut us down. So, Nick, you're sitting here watching this. Why do you think they're so desperate? Because I'll be frank, I don't think in 2024 I'm that important anymore, because so many people now get it.
Well, as you know, it's all political. You are representative of a whole generation of independent broadcasters. Like you said, this new generation that, I mean, really are inspired by you. I mean, spiritually the successor of you. You are the archetype, the origin, and not to glaze, you know, I'm not to blow smoke or whatever, but it's just true. And so taking you down, you're the one that's parodied on Stephen Colbert. You're the one that's parodied in the movies, because you are representative of this. We don't believe the government generation. We don't believe the lies that are being told. We lean into the idea that, yes, the elites conspire, and they conspire to achieve a concealed agenda. I know that's like a radical notion, but now I think it's very uncomfortable.
Nick, let me stop you, because that's why you're so smart. I'm not kissing your ass. It's true as well. You nail it. It's not me. I'm the archetype. So these globalists think like if we beat him, we beat the whole thing, which they don't. That's the big joke on them. But they just see me as if I'm magically like a wizard run it all. I don't. It's way past me now, which is actually a great pleasure, actually, to know that no matter what happens to me, they're going to lose. So elaborate on that.
It's like Ben Kenobi, you know, they strike you down, but you still go on afterward. Your spirit lives on in these newer generations. But that's why it was so important to take you out, because you represented this independent voice with a massive listener base and a massive production, getting out the message and totally defeating the mainstream narrative. And so they couldn't allow that for this election. But like you said, the bigger picture is they think that taking you down is the spiritual victory. It's also a chilling effect. I think that's the other dimension to it as well. And I think there is something real about that, because you're right.
No, exactly. It's a threat to everybody else. We'll do to you what we did to Jones. But I love the fact it's having the opposite effect, because they thought we were bullied. We were asleep.
Well, and it emboldens people. They think that it will chill everybody. People look at you and you're being made an example of, going through this horrific ordeal that nobody envies. And I get accused of this, of the same things. People say it's a publicity stunt. Lawfare is absolute hell. And nobody knows that.
Yeah, when you were banned for 2 years from flying, that they later admitted it was real. Remember when you first went public, they said it was fake. Later they went, yeah, he is banned from flying.
Right. And now to this day, they say, oh, well, nothing bad happened to him after January 6th because he didn't get charged. He was only on a no-fly list. He only had his money seized, only got subpoenaed and paid fortune and legal fees. You know, so you and I, we're on the same page. We know how this stuff works. And they put you through that ordeal so that people look at a guy like you and say, man, I better just save myself the trouble and not talk. I was talking to another friend of mine, and they said, well, how could Jones have prevented that? And I said, he couldn't have prevented that. It was targeted. It was political. They went looking for on a fishing expedition for years to find something that would be the pretext to take you out. And the only way that you could have prevented that is by not speaking your mind and not expressing yourself.
Oh,
and
no,
never
I mean, exactly. They were off-record meetings, but I met with the top law firms. There's a way to get you out of this. So I mean, they're like, well, we'll give you $50 million a year. Just do what we say. I mean, so yeah, exactly.
And that is what they want people to do. They want to show this is what happens when you mess with us. So you better just take the deal and shut your mouth and watch what you say because we're in charge. But you're right. There is a whole new generation that says, you know what? We ride or die with Alex Jones. We ride or die with Donald Trump. We ride or die with these people. They're putting these people up, and it's, you know, I don't think it's always in good taste to compare it to like Jesus, but there is a similar effect of saying, hey, we have to fight for something. You know, we're either going to die on our feet or we're going to live on our knees. And we're not going to live on our knees because all these terrible things happen to Alex Jones or Donald Trump. Instead, a bunch of people are going to rise up and say, well, you can't sue all of us. You know, the plaintiff in this case can't sue everybody who's going to go out and talk about every conspiracy that the government's up to. And eventually it's going to overwhelm the system. And I think that's what you're seeing right now. It's basically like the genie has gotten out of the bottle. And this message that you've gotten across to the public cannot be reversed. It cannot be unheard. The signal went out.
No, I agree. And as long as I'm willing to take the pain, it only makes it bigger, which they seem to be blind to that. They have a missing blind spot.
It happens all the time. It's hubris. It's hubris. And it's this fundamental misconception because, and it's so tied in with what you talk about all the time, they're transhumanists. Because they want to live forever. They have it so good and they're so empowered and they're so afraid of God and judgment and death that they want to live forever. So that's the thing that they're terrified of the most. That's why they want to transcend it. They cannot possibly comprehend the way that people like us think, which is that we're looking to be martyrs. We're looking to die for something. We're looking to give our life and spend our life on something that matters, like family, like our nation, like our God, like our values. And so that's why they'll never understand what the inspiration is.
Because that's how we actually transcend that way.
That is how we achieve, that's the sort of irony, is the only way to achieve immortality is to die a martyr, to go out like that. And I think that's what, you know, that's what legends do. But I know you'll be around with us, but what they're doing to you is totally horrible. And,
well, beyond me, I wanted to get your expert, you're a smart guy, take on it. I totally agree with you. So the time we have left, 14 minutes, 12 minutes, Israel, it totally blown up in their face. They're now turning against each other. I'm not an enemy of Israel, but I'm an enemy of what the corrupt government's doing. It's like I'm an enemy of our corrupt government. What is going to happen with them? Now they want to go into Lebanon. I mean, it's just the head of the Israeli military says we cannot defeat Hamas. We've just made them stronger. I mean, I could tell them that easily. So where does this go?
Well, and the same people are saying they can't defeat Hezbollah. So they're talking about de-escalating the fighting in Gaza. They're wrapping up the offensive in Rafah. And as they've said from the beginning, they're now going to rearrange their army and they're going to move everybody up to the north. They're going to finish the fighting in Gaza. They're going to move to the north. And then they think they're going to take on Hezbollah full on. And there was a report that came out that said by mid-July, there'll be a major offensive in Lebanon.
And by the way, 15 years ago, Israel got slaughtered fighting Hezbollah in Lebanon.
That's right. They fought a brutal one-month war. It was objectively a major defeat. And that's because they relied too heavily on air power. They had that major victory in the Six-Day War, and they've kind of been riding on that high ever since, you know, for the past 50 years. But as the war in Ukraine has proved, you can't just win with air power. And that's because of the changes in the technology and the tactics and the strategy.
It's all about boots on the ground, and the Iranians are tough, so they're just waiting.
Well, it's boots on the ground, and it's a missile game. It's missile defense and it's missiles, and Israel's very vulnerable. Their electrical grid is vulnerable. Their critical infrastructure is vulnerable. Hezbollah's got 100,000 missiles. They got 100,000 guys, and they can fight like a professional military. Israel's going to walk in there, and they're going to get slaughtered. And I think the big concern on everybody's mind throughout all these conflicts is nuclear. You know, it's not been too long since the nuclear bomb was invented and used. It's only been 80 years. It's only been a handful of generations. And so the question is, in a conflict with Russia, is Russia's back going to be pushed to the wall and they're forced to use nukes? Well, it turns out maybe not. I don't think we're out of the woods yet, but maybe not. The big concern is in Israel, where they're going to bite off more than they can chew because Netanyahu doesn't want to face jail time. They're going to march into a slaughter in Lebanon. Iran is going to counter also. And
well, that's the real problem is Netanyahu's using this to stamp power.
Oh, and everyone knows, right. And everyone knows that. I mean, like you say, that's not even anti-Semitic or controversial. It's just, I think even many of the Jews are pointing this out. Now, Adelson, AIPAC, they've turned against Netanyahu. And that's because he knows that the minute that he leaves office, he's going to jail. And the longer the war goes on, the more that he can defer that until later. So the war must go on. It must expand from Gaza into Lebanon.
Oh, he said don't investigate October 7th till the war's over. Now he says it never ends.
And it will go on forever. It'll go out, and he'll go out like a cowboy. I think that's what he wants to do by, making all these territorial acquisitions. But this is going to be brutal. And that's kind of the cruel irony. It's actually a sad thing, is that I don't think the Israelis even understand how bad this is. I was reading an anecdote from somebody who actually just visited Israel, and they say that people are still partying in Tel Aviv. You wouldn't even know that there was a war going on. And the news coverage, they don't even really talk about Gaza or how brutal the fighting is over there. And a lot of them are so high on their own supply, they don't know that they're marching into an absolute disaster if they're going to fight over there in Lebanon against Hezbollah. And the United States, I don't know how much they're going to be able to help. Hezbollah plans to launch an offensive and bring the war into Israel. They don't want to do the fighting in Beirut and Lebanon. They want to do the fighting in Israel. And Israel's not a big country. So if the fighting is over there in Israel, it's going to go very badly for them. And as I said, it's
so, yeah, how do we not push Israel into Samson option?
Well, they have to be restrained. And the only way they're going to be restrained is if they withhold the aid. And the Biden administration and the Democrats, they've been trying to drag the aid a little bit. You know, this senator, I think, from Delaware forced the National Security Council to adopt this memorandum. They have to certify Israel's following international law.
And it's not because the U.S. war hawks don't want to kill the Muslims. They know it's not going to work.
Right. Precisely. It's not going to work. It's a disaster. It's a disaster in Ukraine. It's a disaster here. And so the one thing that they can do is to just limit the amount of weapons that are going over there, because Israel needs the weapons. They need specifically the replenishment of the missile defense. There are three missile defense systems, the Iron Dome, David Sling, and there's a third one, because they know all these missiles are going to come in and this battery from Hezbollah is going to totally overwhelm them. It's going to blow up all their infrastructure. And then they're kind of done. I mean, Israel's going to be uninhabitable for a long time if this like nightmare scenario plays out. So the hope is that diplomacy prevails. But, you know, the unfortunate thing about Israel is I just don't see that happening with them. I think they're emboldened. I think they've had it too good for too long. And they're kind of in for a rude awakening here. So,
well, shifting gears to the ADL, they try to intimidate Musk. The ADL kind of comes out of their rat hole and goes back in. But they were out last year. They're kind of back in the rat hole, but they're going to come back out. What do you think they're going to do next?
Well, they're going to have to ally with the right wing. That's kind of there's so many contradictions right now because of how.
Yeah, that leads us to Jamal Bowman.
Right, right. AIPAC is going up against the progressive squad because AIPAC and the ADL have realized that they've created this monster. They've created a golem in the left. And it's interesting because a lot of the more secular Jews, left-wing Jews, they have amplified progressivism. They've amplified BLM and these progressive causes.
I was about to say, the only anti-Semitism I ever heard was when I went to campuses to speak, and they're like all obsessed with Israel attacking me. Like they think white supremacists are bad. The left, it literally hates Jews. How did American Jewish groups fund their own destruction? Like where did that come from?
Well, I think that a lot of the left-wing Jews were attempting to undermine what they thought was the big threat, which is fascism. You know, their mantra is never again, never again. That was the basis of this open society vision. You know, the famous George Soros Open Society Foundation comes from Open Society, which is a book. And the idea is that the biggest threat to the Jewish people is authoritarianism, fascism, the authoritarian personality. So a lot of these...
So they ally with radical Islam while they attack it. I mean, that's crazy.
Yes, they're allying with all these cultural Marxist causes that seek to undermine the basis of fascism, which is solidarity of white people, Christianity, the nations. And what they get is this vile leftism that's all about deconstruction and destruction. And now this black hole of leftism is drawing in Zionism and saying, well, you know what? Zionism is also this colonial entity. And, you know, there's some
truth to that.
Well,
yeah, I mean, the left says whites are inherently evil and rich whites are the worst. And then Jews are the richest whites. You just literally set yourself up for. I saw the head of the ADL of Greenblatt on TV like last year, and he said it's weird. It's like black people and others are at the top, and whites are at the bottom, and Jews are at the bottom of the whites. We're not white people. Well, dude, you look white, you dumbass. Like, what? Why did you do? Did you not think this wouldn't? The gun kicks as hard as it shoots.
It's precisely right. I mean, they do look white. They are white presenting, and they are just as much a part of the elite, maybe even a little bit more than white people. And the idea that the black people would never notice that, or the brown people who've been kind of stirred up with these passions, anti-colonial, anti-white feelings, you know, that would never blow back on the Jewish people. Well, that is now happening. And that's why a lot of these, you know, at least nominally, ostensibly, this is why a lot of these big Jewish liberals like this Bill Ackman and like this Jacob Hellberg are now leaving the Democratic Party and going to the Republicans. And I think that's mirroring maybe even a little bit what's happening with the ADL, where maybe the only reliable base that still supports the state of Israel, they're only going to find it on the right wing. They're only going to find it among evangelicals, among white boomers, Republicans.
So now we see AIPAC rushing to support Republican candidates.
Some of them, they're rushing to support some, and of course they oppose Thomas Massie. They oppose Jamal Bowman. And they just unseated Jamal Bowman. They paid $15 million to get him out of his seat in the Democratic primary. And you know, the thing is, it's funny. I say that and everybody says, oh, what are you, some kind of progressive leftist now? You support the squad? Of course not. I don't support AOC. I don't support Jamal Bowman or any of them. What I don't support, though, is all this foreign money coming into the elections. And I think everybody agrees with that. Right or left, you know, we can have a fair contest. And sometimes the right's going to win. Sometimes the left is going to win. It's not always fair with the left. But the problem is when this foreign money comes in, this was the most outside money ever in a congressional election. It was the most expensive congressional election in history. And that's because AIPAC poured $15 million in because this guy criticized Israel. And I think that that's part of our First Amendment. It's also part of being in a republic that we as the sovereign people have the right to criticize other countries. And that's the whole basis of Washington's
well-addressed. In closing, Nick, and I appreciate all the time. Join us again soon. Maybe tomorrow night we're doing live coverage of the debate. We love it. After the debate, what else is on your radar? What else is important you want to impart to folks?
Well, I would say that the most important thing, we have another really big opportunity here with Trump to kind of dial it back in, 35,000 foot view on this election and kind of the big picture here. It's a very short time between now and the election. I think Trump is going to win, and I'm not optimistic, but it does still present an opportunity for patriots to get in government and make change. So people need to volunteer for the Trump campaign. They need to get involved in Project 2025.
Exactly.
AFBI.
We need to all infiltrate the Trump campaign to have control.
Right. Because, you know, in 2016, they had a website where they had all the Trump supporters volunteer that, you know, they might have a job in the Trump administration. RNC came in and said, yeah, we're not doing that. We're scrapping that. We're putting all our friends in there. And that's why none of the stuff got done, or a lot of it didn't. We need to get it right this time. So we need the patriots to get in the Trump administration because the bureaucrats run the country. You can become a bureaucrat. Hopefully, if Trump fires these 50,000 Schedule F reclassified employees, we could get 50,000 or maybe even 25,000 patriots in the government. And we can start to right the ship. But that is going to be the battle. Whether we or whether the RNC controls the destiny of the country kind of comes down to this personnel battle that's going to happen during the transition after November. And, you know, maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves if Trump wins, of course, and then into his first term. And we could do some historic things with the mandate if we win that we're going to get. But it just needs to be the right people. And the right people, it's two qualifications. Love God, love America. That's all. You know, because a lot of people look at me like a hateful guy, but that's my guidestone. It's America first. It's Christ is King. And if you believe in those things, you're qualified.
No, I get what you're doing, though. They're trying to bully Americans, conservatives, and Christians and whites to hate ourselves. Instead of even debating their system, you go to the other extreme, and that kind of shuts them down.
Yeah, it's like this. You know, they say in improv, the principle is yes and. And I was one of these guys that was tired of saying, I'm not racist. Here's why I'm not racist. Here's why I'm not those things. And I just started saying, yes, and. Okay, I'm racist. Now what? Okay, sure, I'm that. Well, now I want to put America first, you know? And so we need to start to get out of this dialectical trap.
I know you got to go, but do five more minutes on the other side because I want to talk about the civil war they're planning because that's the race of the soul. They've said that. Do five more minutes. People can follow you on Rumble, rumble.com/Nick J. Fuentes, right?
Yes. And I'll be there.
And they should also follow you on X. How do they do that?
I'll be on X. I'm at x.com/NickJFuentes.
All right. Do 5 more minutes because I want to focus in on the next 131 days and then that 79 days between the inauguration and Trump being elected. Final comments, Nick J. Fuentes, straight ahead. Stay with us. Powerful interview. Follow me at Real Alex Jones on X. We'll be right back.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
We take some Brain Force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. attention in whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place.
Fire all your guns at once and explode into space. All right, I want to be 1,000% clear before Nick Fuentes leaves us. We're not like some other talk show that talks about crime statistics or funny videos or Republican-Democrat crap. We're the zeitgeist. We're what the system wants shut down. So they don't want this on air because we've got their number. Now, it is not even 2 plus 2 equals 4. It is 1 plus 1 equals 2. It is just the number 1, recognizing it, that they are hyping and pre-programming and predictive programming white supremacist attacks, a civil war in the next 131 days. And then they say Blumenthal's introduced bills to pull the power of the military away from Trump during civil insurrection and the Insurrection Act that George Herbert Walker Bush put in 1992 during the LA riots. They are planning that. So anybody saying we're in boring times is asleep or dead. They're going to pull something big in the next 131 days, and they'll definitely pull something big when he's president-elect. I called it 4 years ago during the 79 days of hell. We had that website that redirected to Bandai Video. And I said, when Trump wins or when they try to block him, it's going to be hell, and it was. So, Nick, in closing, it's not Russia in that war they're going to use. That's part of it. It's not even the dollar collapse. Everything they're pre-programming is race war. Even though you have record numbers of blacks, Hispanics voting Trump, they're going to try to build that. Do you agree with that statement? And then B, how do we stop that? Because speak to the pre-programming. You talked about it earlier briefly and you were on target. But to me, the gut level, intellectually, this is where we're at. This is my main focus.
Well, my gut says it started with that Biden speech, which the infamous Biden speech he gave, I think it was in Pennsylvania, with the very ominous lighting in the background where he castigated the so-called MAGA extremists. And basically ever since then, for the past couple of years, I forget precisely when the speech was.
Yeah, no, I mean he's an Independence Hall with Hitlerian red light, all of it, yeah.
Right. He gives the speech and he singles out and excludes these MAGA extremists. He did something similar at one of the State of the Union addresses, and he said, well, you know, you could be a Republican, but that's different than these MAGA extremists. And more, that does seem to be the foil that's being created. That is the cleavage that they're describing is you could even be a Republican. You could be like Liz Cheney, but you can't be like Trump, and you can't be like those people that tried to overthrow the government on January 6th. And this has been the theme. It's actually interesting. There was an echo of this in Joe Biden's 2020 campaign. His announcement was about Charlottesville. That was his announcement when he announced he was running for president the first time. He said, on Charlottesville, the deadly attack. And when he announced his reelection, it was about January 6th. And so the Democrat message is coalesced around fixating and honing in order to exacerbate, I think, right-wing extremism or the threat of right-wing extremism, racial, religious, partisan. And so,
and they've been trying to bait us, but it hasn't worked.
Exactly. And they have talked about white supremacists. They've talked about MAGA extremists. Now, for some time, the thing has been Christian nationalists. And it's like you say, they're goading the more extreme elements, although it's never an extreme element. Let's just be very clear. It's always a nut job. Like, I don't believe that anybody would take it to the logical conclusion of we're going to go and harm a bunch of strangers, you know, for some political project. It's always somebody that has psychosis. It's always somebody that's on SSRIs. They're extremely antisocial. And then they find some antisocial ideology. In some cases, it's white nationalism. In some cases, it's transgenderism. But it's always just some expression of a deeper underlying issue. And anyway, they find their nut job. They find their person. They groom that person. The intelligence agencies groom that person. And then they turn them loose and put them out there to do something despicable. And then they cast a wide net and blame everybody. And that's how they shut it down. And so I think it's like you say, they have been trying to goad somebody under that pretext. It's Christian nationalism, it's MAGA extremism, it's white supremacism, whatever. And they're waiting for that person to do it. But I don't think that has happened. I mean, if you've been paying attention, there hasn't been anything major like that in a long time, because it's like you say, they're just not taking the bait. And I think that ironically, the more free that social media becomes, the more understanding there is, and the more I think people realize we're not actually extremists, we're not actually violent, we're not actually maniacal. You know, for a long time,
we're just not rolling over and dying, and that's what X has done. I've noticed drawing all the censorship attacks there, it's freed up a lot of other platforms now.
Totally. And some of the other platforms have rolled back their terms of service because they see X is doing well. TikTok is doing well. You know, even these streaming platforms like Kick and Rumble, they're doing well. Twitch, after the success of Kick and Rumble, started rolling back their onerous regulations. Sneeko just got his Twitch channel back. Some notable others did also. And so you're right. I mean, free speech is triumphing. And not only is that not leading to the proliferation of extremism and misinformation, it's the opposite. We're getting better information. I actually think things are cooling down a little bit in some sense, if anything. And so that's why people just got to be on guard and make sure that, you know, we don't take the bait on this stuff, because I think...
But you agree with me, they are totally pre-programming, this is their move.
Oh, it's undeniable. I mean, there's literally a movie called Civil War, as you know, the A24 movie.
And if you watch Civil War, $300 million price tag, it's all white people being killed, Secret Service being killed, Trump is killed, it's a race war movie. And people say, we don't know the message, watch the movie. Again, that's what they're trying to pre-program, but it's not going to work. What do you expect in closing, if Trump wins, we're actually get him to get good people in? What is the rail of not being vindictive, but doing the job we're supposed to? Because we have to shut down the deep state. Trump just can't be, oh, I'm going to leave you there, and they'll keep attacking. Plus, it's his duty. What would you do in closing if you were Trump? And he gets elected in 131 days, and he gets into office 79 days after that. He's got to fire every U.S. attorney. He's got, like Clinton did when he first got in. He's got to put his people in. And what do you do to the deep state? I say go whole hog, because they're already going to attack us anyways. Let's just go whole hog under the law.
100%. And it's not vindictive. You're right. Vindictive is the wrong word, because vindictive implies that it's personal, it's emotional, it's vengeful, but it's not. It's punitive. It's not vindictive, it's punitive. It's about punishing these people under the law because they have committed crimes. You know, we went through all of Trump's everything over the past 10 years with Russia, Ukraine, with January 6th. They couldn't come up with anything. They came up with a bunch of nonsense, conspiracy statutes, you know, the classified documents. This stuff is nonsense. On the other side, you got Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. On the other side, you have the corrupt Biden DOJ. On the other side, you've got Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and their corruption with China and Ukraine and every foreign government. So it's not about revenge. It's about justice. It's about the law. And these people
have been
wrecking
our country. And it's about stopping the same deep state from doing it again. It's about survival. I mean, we have to. And by the way, they'll come after you and I for saying that. They're like, oh, look, they tell the intelligence agencies, look, Fuentes and Jones are coming after us. No, you came after us, jerk. You literally are destroying it. Like, we're supposed to sit there and take it?
Well, and they started it. Not to be juvenile, but it's true. They made the play to steal America. They made the play to steal our sovereignty.
Just like in the great movie with the great Sylvester Stallone, it was just a masterpiece. His other ones are cheesy, but I get it. He was making money. But First Blood is so good. He's like, hey, man, you drew First Blood.
That's right. They drew First Blood. And now it's our turn, and we have to set it straight. Otherwise, it's going to be this all over again. And that was maybe the cardinal mistake that Trump made, is that he declined to prosecute Hillary Clinton. He said, I'm going to appoint a special prosecutor. I'm going to lock her up. And it wasn't about vengeance. That was criminal conduct. That was corruption. It needed to
be
punished.
You got to shut down a criminal group that's over the country.
100%. It's about law and order. Just like it's law and order when you lock up a murderer, you have to lock up these corrupt people that steal elections and manipulate the media.
So if you were Trump, who would you, with the Justice Department, who would you prosecute first? I think Obama, go for the head. Biden, Hillary, Soros, go after him.
All of them. Yes, Biden, Hillary, Obama, Soros. all the major donors. I'd go after all the corrupt prosecutors. I'd go after the people that prosecuted him. I'd go after Fannie Willis. I'd go after the, you'd have to go after everybody. And you have to go after Silicon Valley. You got to go after Mark Zuckerberg. You have to go at with the Cambridge Analytica and that, all that kind of corruption and their data that they steal.
And they're all a bunch of cowards. As soon as they see will, they're going to collapse.
That's right, because they have no will. You know, these people, they live for nothing. They are weak. It's not the deep state. It's the derp state. They're a bunch of incompetents. It really just takes an iron resolve. It's got to come from Trump. It's got to come from his personnel. But we need serious people in Washington to go there to take
the
country back.
Look, we're already in a war. We've got to go to war politically.
Yes. Yes. And it's a political war. It's a political problem that we have. You know, people always talk about everything other than that, but it is politics. And that's why we need political people to go to Washington and set this whole system straight. And then once that happens, everything will start to resolve itself. You realize so many of the problems are really just symptoms of the fact that we have a very corrupt government that is, you know, putting their profit and putting their influence on us.
Look at COVID. Millions, tens of millions dead. They wanted to put us in camps. People backed that off. They're not going to stop. We didn't look for a fight, folks, but they're not going to stop.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it's unfortunate because I think conservatives have a very like sweet and well-meaning disposition. Conservatives want to build stuff. They want to farm. They want to do their business. They want to help everybody. They want to go to church. Democrats are the sickos, but we have to, you know, unfortunately, the enemy gets a vote. We're in a war. We got to show up to the battlefield to defend what we love. And
why do you think they're in such panic mode saying Trump's going to come after them?
Because they know that their time is up. They know that Trump was able to do it the first time. They see that he's only grown stronger. And this is why I think, like you said earlier, maybe they're considering assassination. They've thrown everything at him, and he has just emerged stronger. Somehow, he's less controversial, more popular, higher in the polls than he was at any time during 16 or 20, which nobody points that out, especially in the swing states. And so they say, like, we just can't stop this guy. It's like the Terminator. You know, we're dropping bombs on this guy and he just walks through the fire towards us. And they know it's just like Netanyahu, that their precarious grip on power is slipping. And it's going to be a lot less comfortable when they're in jail or they're out of power than when they were in it. And, you know, this fantasy they've had about this, you know, this open market of free movement of goods and people and total globalization, it's falling apart before their very eyes. This rhetoric about our democracy, it's coming to an end. And all the so-called adversaries of the open society, it turns out they're going to be writing the history and they're going to be writing it with us on the right side of it. You know, so it seems like everything that they've worked for generations is now being undone. Everything from gay marriage now falling out of favor. BLM has totally crashed and burned. You know, this immigration stuff, even Biden is now having to try and secure the border because it's so unpopular what he's doing. And this is going to be inaugurated by Trump triumphantly returning back after he survived maybe the worst political attack in American history, the worst sustained, most thorough, most intense political attack possibly in the history of the United States or the history of modern liberal democracy. So that I think that's the fear, is just the intensity and the finality of the defeat that they're about to be dealt. But it's not a guarantee, but that's the panic. So it's not a done deal. They're panicking. They've still got a lot of power. They may even still be the favorite. I think that if you look at like a normal situation, Trump is probably the favorite. But as we've talked about throughout this interview, you can never discount the Democrats' ability to cheat, rig, assassinate, get in, do false flags, civil war, predictive programming, you know, whatever it is. They're always willing to play dirty like that. So that's why we got to run through first base. We got to run through the finish line and really get there in November. I'm an uncommitted voter right now. I'm not really all the way in it. I still want to see some things change. I think the only way we do that is by expressing our disapproval of what we're getting from the right wing side, because what's different.
We've got to put leverage on the right wing because we're the populace. We've got to make sure they feel their feet to the fire instead of just letting them sink back into the swamp.
Yes. And that's the other part of the battle, is it is just as much about beating the left as it is about winning as the right. Because what happens all the time with Republicans is they win the war, but they lose the peace. You know, they win the election, they change public opinion, but then they endlessly capitulate and concede, just like how we started this interview. Supreme Court is 6-3 conservative, And they can't even rule in favor of free speech. They can't even say the government shouldn't lean on Facebook and tell them to block certain posts.
Because there's still that Republican fetish for institutions in power. But if the institutions are seized, it's cancer to give in to them. Nick, this is our best interview yet. We didn't get off on side issues or fighting over stupid, you know, factoids. This has been a very important interview. People can follow you at rumble.com/Nick J. Fuentes and follow you on X as well at Nick J. Fuentes. Nick, powerful interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
That was a powerful hour and 48 minutes. And I'm going to cover a few other stories for 10 minutes in my part of the show. And then Chase Geiser's coming in for the fourth hour ahead of Owen at 3 p.m. Central. But look, I feel really good right now. I mean, we're so close to being shut down. The enemy is at the gate. They're constantly attacking every day in court, trying to shut us down. And there's the sick part of me that if they do shut us down, people are like, oh, God, look, read the news, man. They're everywhere. But people don't think about how powerful we are. Like, we fight back. We keep winning. And so that's my frustration. Like, you want me to lose to show you how bad the fight is? We keep winning because of God and your support. Don't sit there and say, well, how'd you beat the last five attempts to shut you down the last month? Jones, what was this, fake? No, it's not fake. We're literally fighting. There's not just evil in the universe. There's good as well. And that's what I'm trying to explain to you. And I can't do this without you. I can't do this without your support. We have sponsors. It takes money to fight a war. We try to sell you great products so you get a great response and order it again. It's a simple thing, like a restaurant wants to cook good food so you like it and come back. I need your support, drjonesnaturals.com. I just say, you know, I've been listening for years, never bought anything, but I'm going to go to drjonesnaturals.com today, and I'm going to get Next Level Foundational Energy. I'm going to get 10-hour clean energy turbo force. I'm going to get Rocket Rest, the incredible sleep aid. I'm going to get Kava Chill. I'm going to get Top Brain, the great nootropic. I'm going to get the Nano Silver products, the toothpaste and all of it, the tooth whitening toothpaste, fluoride free. I'm going to decide that I'm going to stand up. It takes money to win a war. And I have no doubt if we get shut down the next week, you'll be sitting there going, God, I want to support this. We won't be on air. We'll have some new operation we got to launch, which I've not even spent time on. I've spent all my time because I'm loyal trying to save this operation, but I need your help. I cannot do this without you. It's like that gladiator scene. Guys, pull up the gladiator scene. I want to end it with this. Are you not entertained when he gets, you know, almost killed and sold into slavery in Africa and fights in gladiatorial games in Africa? It's historical. Composite of novels. It's three true stories combined into one. It's a great movie. Ridley Scott. I think Ridley Scott made it. The point is that he goes out in this African, North African gladiatorial event and he kills like four guys in 30 seconds. And the head gladiator comes to him later and says, you need to do it slower for more entertainment value. Well, we're not here for entertainment value. We are slaughtering globalist lies. We are annihilating the fraud. We are hacking literally through it in a war. This is real. I'm real. Alex Jones is real. I hate the globalists. I hate their GMOs. I hate their world government. I hate their transhumanism. I'm a human. I'm pro-human. I love my crew. I love my family. And I love fighting tyrants. We'll play the clip in a moment. But I cannot do it without you. So it's simple. It is your decision. There's all these thousands of flavors of news. Why have they run hundreds of thousands? Hundreds of thousands. Because one AP article's in 10,000. So when I say hundreds, millions of articles. I mean, every day AP attacks me and it's in 50,000 publications. Millions of publications. These numbers don't even sound real. Like every nightly news program attacking me. What is it? Because they've surveilled me. They know my number. They know my family. All these famous war heroes, everything else. I don't live off them, but that's what I come from, of people that don't back down, people that don't give in, and people that deliver victory. And all that genetic wealth is expressed now here on this broadcast with your genetic wealth and your family and your future to fight these people. This is real, folks. This is 100% real. You've got someone real fighting for you, fighting for your future, fighting for everything. And all I'm saying is, will you go get some toothpaste that's high quality? Will you go get some vitamins? Will you go support, will you buy a water filter? Will you go to DrJonesNaturals.com? There's the paradox. InfoWars can be shut at any time. You'll probably get your order. Maybe not. Bet on it. Because if you don't, we won't be here anyways. By the way, we've sold out of almost everything. So even if we save this operation, which we've got a 50% chance of doing, I'm not going to give inside baseball or strategy. I'm going to come on here in a few weeks once this place is saved and say, we are out of money. I need money now to buy more product, sell to you to continue on in the future. Because I'm not backed by globalists. I'm backed by you. You are backed by yourself. You're backed by your action. I'm backed by you. I am literally here because of you. Yeah, I want to fight. I'm pretty smart. I don't give up. Yeah, okay. I'm okay. But the real manifestation is the power you've given us by your will and your prayer and your support and your word of mouth and your financial support. So go now to drjonesnaturals.com. I know who you are. You've done it. You've supported us. But I'm challenging those who've been on the fence. You're on the fence in America's 11th hour. You're on the fence 2 minutes to midnight. You're on the fence about taking articles and videos and sharing them. You might get censored. You're on the fence about buying products at drjonesnaturals.com. Or the big sale with Vitamineral Fusion back in stock and X2 back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Yeah, you order today, you'll get it for sure. And they wanted to shut us down today in court again. The federal judge said no. It is a fight, people. And no one wants to get left holding the bag in state or federal court of who shuts this down, because they know metaphysically it's a curse on them. Because this place is true to God. This place is real. This place is fighting for its life. This place believes in you. It's trying to stop nuclear war. So understand, it's a fight, people. They go, why does it go on and on? Why is it shifting? It's a fight. Learn how to fight again. Learn how to stand for what's right. Learn how to have will. And learn how to back the truth. Because if you don't back the truth now, it's your decision. You ask for what happened to you. DrJonesNaturals.com. Here is a clip I talked about from Gladiator. And I'm not some physical badass, but politically, this is what we've done the last 30 years. Nothing but victory. That's why they hate us, folks. We've done nothing but deliver victory after victory because of your support. Are you not entertained? 30 years of war against the globalists. Nothing but delivery of victory. Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
See, there aren't just Satanists that serve evil. There are people that fight evil, and we're doing it. And we love it, and we're committed. But I want to win the fight. I can't win the fight without you. I can't carry on without you. I need you. I am in your hands. All right, I'm going to end this broadcast, and Chase Godz is going to take over. But I've done my job. And I feel strong at the end of the day. That I've not backed down. I've never given in. I've never faltered. I've never wavered. But now everything is in your hands. This is the critical juncture 30 years on air. This is the point of decision right now. Will you take the articles and videos and share them? No matter what happens to me, will you save them and share them? Because believe me, what's coming, our stuff, everything we've covered will be 50 times more powerful because you will see it happen if we don't stop it. And I don't want to be proven right. I want to back it down and stop it now. But if the enemy continues on, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. All right. Hour number 4 with Chase Geyser. I'm Alex Jones. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it.
And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host for the fourth hour today. It is an honor and a pleasure to be with you. I was privileged to host the American Journal this morning. I love doing the morning show. There's something about it special. But Harrison Smith is going to be hosting the War Room in 1 hour, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And we are going to be taking calls during the fourth hour today. That's 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. So call in. The sooner you call, the sooner I am able to get to you, the more likely I am able to get to you. And it's special because we usually have a guest host during the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. So anyone who may be available in the fourth hour that doesn't usually get a chance to call because their schedule doesn't allow for it for the first 3 hours of the show has the opportunity to call in now. I will be taking all calls, open lines. Feel free to call in if you're a reluctant first-time caller and you're too nervous to do it. I promise I'll make you feel very comfortable for the show today. And it's always amazing when you first sit at the desk because there is this noise. There's thousands of channels just pumping into the human mind of everything that you want to talk about. All the headlines on the desk, all the stacks on the desk. And one never really knows where to begin. One never knows, no matter how much they prepare for any broadcast, what they're really going to say until the on-air light switches on and you're live. It's a magical feeling. It's a high adrenaline feeling. And I appreciate you listening and tuning into the Alex Jones Show. And I appreciate you for being supporters of InfoWars for coming up on 30 years now. I think InfoWars started in 1997 or 1999. I don't remember the exact year. It hasn't been quite 30 years for InfoWars. Of course, Alex Jones has been on the air for 30 years now. And it is you, the InfoWarrior, the audience, who is responsible for our success. Our critics constantly claim, erroneously, in a defamatory way, that we are on air for the purpose of selling supplements, but the fact of the matter is we sell supplements so that we can stay on air. They have it completely backwards, completely inverted, which is common among Satanists to completely invert all that is good, all that is reality, the truth. They make it like an upside down universe or world, and then they spit the opposite of truth and goodness at you. But the fact of the matter is we sell supplements so that we can stay on air, and you have kept us on the air for these last decades because you've gone to InfoWarsStore.com and purchased amazing products. Now it's more
important than ever that you go to InfoWarsStore.com for a number of reasons. Obviously, Alex Jones is under attack. Obviously, InfoWars is under attack. His family's under attack. The crew is under attack. Many of us newlyweds or having kids on the way or already have young children at home. We're all under attack, just like you are under attack, just like the truth itself is under attack, just like humanity as a species is under attack. And we've got this election coming up on the 5th of November. I believe it is going to be the most important election in the history of the United States of America. So now it's more important than ever that we can stay on the air. Obviously, we have major assaults on us by way of lawfare, and every day seems like it could be the last or the beginning of a new chapter. But there is hope for InfoWars as long as you continue to support the broadcast. I call upon you InfoWarriors, listeners out there everywhere, to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Prove to the world that this company can remain solvent and profitable in these pivotal months that we are going into. There is a narrow way forward for InfoWars to stay on the air, but part of making that plan possible is by having the support of the listeners and the Info Army of the world going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting any number of our products. Again, I'm going to remind everyone of the number, 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. We're coming up on a break for 1 minute and about 30 seconds. I'm going to allow the crew to screen these calls. I see the board is lighting up right now as we speak. As soon as these calls are screened, I'm going to go to you. I see Mark on the board, Leon on the board, Logan, Sean, Leslie, Antonio, and others being screened as we speak. So please call in, keep your phone nearby, and visit InfoWarsStore.com to get any number of our amazing products, whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Survival Shield X2, Survival Shield X3, Nitric Boost, the water filters, Life Select storable food. Get any of it today. Now is the best time to get anything at InfoWarsStore.com. Stick with us.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, filling in for the next 54 minutes before the great Harrison Smith hosts The War Room this afternoon. Owen's just taking the day off. He's going to be back tomorrow, I believe. And tomorrow is going to be a historic day with this unprecedented debate coming up. No studio audience, Dana Bash and Jake Tapper, and the two candidates with stringent rules designed to undermine the performance of Donald Trump, a performance which cannot be undermined because the truth is on our side. We're simply too big to rig. But I want to hear what Logan in Pennsylvania has to say about the debate tomorrow. Logan, you are on the air. How are you, sir?
Chase, good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. First off, I just want to say, great job on the book. I bought it on Amazon.
Thank
you. I think I got it in 2 days delivered. So everybody go ahead and buy that, and then obviously leave a good review on Amazon and Goodreads. So Chase kind of keeps going up the charts on that. But great job with that. I'm two chapters in so far. But wanted to talk about the debate and get your thoughts. I mean, obviously with these stringent rules and everything that's set up, I mean, who's to say that CNN's not going to say Donald Trump said this off the mic? If you were in the Trump campaign, what would you try and do to mitigate that? And is it something like recording what Donald says the whole time and then air it on Truth Social or, you know, a different outlet after the fact? Because there's definitely something that they're going to pull.
Yes, that's a really great question. And one of the rules of war, I talk about this on air a lot, is never attack a stronger enemy head on. And I think what we're witnessing right now from legacy media is an example of hubris. Hubris being the pride that comes before the fall. It's not just pride. It's a specific type of pride. The pride that comes before the fall. When you think that you're too big to fail, when you think that you're too strong to be overcome, we have this legacy media, whether it's CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, any number of these outlets which have traditionally been sort of the stalwarts of American narrative throughout our history, they all still perceive themselves as these behemoths. But the fact of the matter is, they are no longer that. I mean, their viewership, their listenership is less than Tucker Carlson on his own podcast. It's less than Joe Rogan. It's less than InfoWars with 47 employees and $1.5 billion in judgments against this. I mean, we have crew wearing Iron Maiden shirts. We have crew wearing Iron Maiden shirts that they cannot keep from coming to work despite how hard they tried. They being the CIA, they being those who have instituted lawfare against us. And so I totally agree with you that it's very likely that these institutions, namely CNN tomorrow at the debate, are going to try to mischaracterize his statements, even potentially make false claims about something that he's said between commercial breaks or off the air. I mean, I saw from Harry Sisson this morning, someone who I repeatedly challenged to a lawful duel under Texas Penal Code 2206 without any response. Harry Sisson this morning claimed that Donald Trump passed out during a phone interview with Newsmax because he didn't respond immediately to a question. His phone could have either been muted, he could have been distracted by someone else. There's any number of reasons why he didn't respond within 5 seconds to a question on Newsmax, but the immediate claim from Harry Sisson and these leftist pundits who are paid by the leftist political machine is that he must have passed out and he's cognitively impaired. So there's no doubt in my mind that, Logan, that you're making the right call here saying they're going to make claims. But what I suggest to you is that we not underestimate our own power and that we observe the fact that these legacy media outlets are overestimating their own power. They simply do not have the power that they once had. So they can attack head on as much as they want. I hope that they attack Trump and populism and America First head on because they are simply not as strong. And if they attack us head on, the more powerful we become. We've seen this over and over again. They fire Tucker, he gets bigger. They attack Alex Jones, he gets invited to Turning Point events to speak. They attack Donald Trump by convicting him 34 times on bogus charges instead of going down in the polls. He goes up in the polls. So I hope they just keep punching head on because that only makes us stronger. What do you think about that, Logan?
Yeah, I mean, I hope you're right with that, and I'm definitely excited for tomorrow. Obviously, everything we see is going to be a cheap fake whenever Biden stumbles and Biden misspeaks, but it's going to be interesting, and I can't wait to tune into the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to be on the air from 6 p.m. until at least midnight, I think. It's going to be it's going to be an extravaganza, an InfoWars extravaganza. So make sure you tune in and make sure you don't forget to go to InfoWarsStore.com to get something. Please keep us on the air. Logan, I appreciate you. I love you and God bless you. Sean in Denver. Sean, what is on your mind?
All right, Chase, can you hear me okay?
You sound great.
All right. I'd like to talk about a little bit what we can do to stand up against this beast system before we see a new world order commence. And that's the fact that we need to get streets with our numbers. We really need to get organized. We need to get out of our internet ghettos. We really need to let our voices be heard in the streets. And I know it's kind of unrealistic at this point. I mean, it's been a while since, you know, people have been going to Trump rallies and everything, and that's fine. But the problem is we don't have anything grassroots. And the people that are running the narrative are angry leftists saying, you know, free Palestine. And there's nothing wrong with freeing Palestinians or having freedom, you know, for everybody and whatnot. But the problem is, like I said, we don't have anything grassroots. And that's the biggest problem. And our resistance is so divided. I keep telling you guys, Chase, I call in all the time talking about how, you know, this establishment is getting ready to set Donald Trump up for the fall of the United States after he wins this election. This is going to be a landslide.
Well, let me ask you this. Who do you think he's going to pick as his VP? Because I honestly think it's a life or death decision for him. If he picks some establishment cuck to be his vice presidential candidate, they're going to whack him so fast next year and just install a puppet. So it's really crucial that he picks somebody that's just as much a threat to the establishment as Trump is in order to, I think, you know, protect his own life. I mean, the best decision that Joe Biden ever made was choosing to have Kamala Harris as his vice presidential candidate, because that's the only reason I think the establishment hasn't unseated him so far, because she's so incompetent that it saved him in his presidency, his first term. Who do you think Donald Trump is going to pick, or who are you polling for?
Well, to be honest, I have no idea. I mean, it could just be anybody. I don't know. I mean, that's just honest. And it really doesn't matter, kind of, because, yeah, they could set him up after they set Donald Trump up, or her. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. They could, you know, this is when they're going to go after the Patriots, is after the election, because what they're waiting on is the central bank digital currency, which is the mark of the beast. So that's why I'm saying we're running out of time, and we really got to get out into the streets and make the message about Jesus and spreading the gospel and explaining salvation, because, listen, I believe the rapture is right around the corner, and I don't think it's something to really argue about, but it's definitely something that, if you're not warning of a pre-trib rapture, you're doing your listeners a big disservice, because we ought to war game the rapture.
War game the rapture. That should be your book, man. You got to write a book about this.
Well, I should, man, because, you know, I really don't have, like, a dog in the fight. It could be a mid-trib, a pre-trib. Or
everybody
a
has a dog in the fight when it comes really to the rapture, bro.
Well, here's the thing. It does look like more like it's going to be a pre-tribulation rapture, because God goes back to dealing with Israel in a harsh way during Revelation, and this just not for the church, I don't think. It's just there's certain facts, like, for example, the 144,000, they're the only ones that are going to make it past the sixth seal in Revelation, because they have the protective seal on their foreheads, and nobody's going to get past that wrath. So to think it's a post-tribulation rapture, it's a little out there, because you have to be one of the 144,000 if you're going to even endure God's wrath, and we're not appointed to wrath. So it's more likely going to be a mid-trib or a pre-tribulation rapture.
You know, Sean, I would love to get into the weeds with you another time about the nuances of Revelation and prophecies, and I'm not trying to knock you or anything at all. I think it's all fascinating and something to be studied. But you said something very interesting that I want to touch on specifically. You talked about CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, and you mentioned the mark of the beast. And I know there are different feelings about CBDCs. There are different ideas about what the mark of the beast is really going to be. Is it the vaccines? Is it Neuralink? Is it some other piece of technology where we're all wired in? And honestly, I don't know the answer. As a Christian who has faith, I can't claim to know the nuances and the details of some of these more cryptic passages in the Word of God. But regardless of whether the CBDC is the mark of the beast as depicted in the Bible, it might as well be. I mean, if you look at what they're going to be capable of, they as in the globalists, the New World Order, the political elite of the world who seek to conglomerate all political power for the sake of subjugating humanity indefinitely, if you look at the power that they are going to claim for themselves by instituting a global central bank digital currency, they will be able to not only monitor every transaction, not only freeze every bank account, but determine and allocate for you which of your dollars can be spent on which products or services. So even if you have $1 million in the bank, the government could say you can only spend $50 this month of your dollars on meat because cattle is bad for the environment. Or you can only spend $500 this month of your $1 million on gasoline because emissions are bad for the environment. So it might as well be the mark of the beast. Whether or not that's literally what it's going to be as prophesied in Revelation, it is end of freedom level, existential level, extinction level event in terms of political policy and monetary policy. Sean, what do you think?
Right, and it's undeniable that these systems of control are going to be in place here pretty soon, and it's possibly going to be, you know, could be next year. But what the Bible says is very clear in Revelation 13 that it's going to be a mark in the right hand or in the forehead in order to buy or sell. And that's going to be a physical mark, and obviously that's going to be once cash is gone. And it's got me so convinced, well, not only can we look this up to see that this crypto patent W02020060606 is the most system that will go into your body and will be able to, you know, read your mind and do all kinds of things. But this is coming. I'm so convinced that I'm out here on my own free time every weekend. I mean, I work from 9 to 5, but I come out on my own free time now, and I preach the gospel, and I warn people of the central bank digital currency downtown with a megaphone. I preach it loud and clear so everybody, you know, has clear warning, especially what they'll see after the rapture, because I believe a lot of people aren't believers yet. They believe in vain. They're lukewarm, so they're going to get left behind, and that's the group that's going to have to deny the mark of the beast and die for Christ to be saved. So it's important to understand this dispensation of Revelation is different from the church age. See, right now we're born again. We're saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. But once Revelation starts and the two witnesses show up, it's going to be different. God deals with people differently. And so that's why you're going to have to deny the mark of the beast, die for Christ.
We've already been given the terms, so everything changes, right? It's not like before the terms were given. I appreciate your call, Sean. Connor in Ohio. Connor, what is on your mind this afternoon?
Oh, hey, Chase, can you hear me?
You sound great.
Perfect. Hey, thank you. And really appreciate all the work you and the team do.
You're welcome. Thank you for your support.
Absolutely. Hey, one thing that I've been thinking about, if the deep state does orchestrate some kind of attack or something, do you remember back in January 6th after, you know, the supposed insurrection when they were to swear in?
Yes, Biden, I remember January 6th.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Do you remember they had all the military or the security, they had to see who they voted for. They voted for Trump. They were going to exclude them from the...
yes, I do remember. I do remember rumblings, and they did other things too, just within the military generally. With like the vaccine mandates, naturally purged so many right wing thinkers from the military, so they don't have to explicitly come out and ban you for being a Republican. But they know by instituting certain policies, they can naturally purge people of a different political persuasion than what is desired from the military. When they recruit transgender people and other leftists into the military, they know that that alienates the strong among us or the patriotic among us, so it's a more malleable, controllable military force.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I mean, I could see if they try to steal it again and they're successful and they orchestrate their event, if they did it after the election, then they probably use that as a pretense to exclude, you know, like a full purge of the military for people that did vote for Trump.
Yes.
Be like the final deal.
Did you watch the Civil War movie at all that we've talked about a little bit on air? I'm curious to know if you had a chance to see it.
I haven't. I've seen some clips on it. I haven't, though. But
man,
I heard it's pretty wild.
It's wild. And you can tell that's exactly what they want to do, man. They want to weaken the military so that they can control it. And they want to catalyze a false flag event that could potentially lead to civil war so they can justify bringing the full power down on the American people of the American federal government. This is about conglomeration of political power, folks. Conglomeration of economic power, political power, military power, all at once. So there's no way we can squeeze between the fingers of their tight grip on our lives and our freedom and our culture itself. I mean, they're trying to strangle us on a cultural level. They're trying to strangle level. They're trying to strangle us on a financial level and on a military level, where you have Vivek Murphy coming out. He's the Surgeon General of the United States of America, and saying that because he has a kid, he's declaring a national emergency, a national health emergency in the name of gun control. So they're literally attacking us on every front: spiritual, cultural, economic, financial, militaristic, every single front they are attacking. It's time for us to wake up. We are sleeping giants. We need to wake up right now. Connor, that was a great call. Len in Indiana. Len, what is on your mind, sir? Len, are you there? I'm going to give you 3 seconds, buddy.
Can you
hear
me?
I hear you.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Well, my advice for President Trump is first be humble. And then you should call for repentance for this country and the whole world.
Mm.
For preachers are not teaching on the aspects of getting right with God.
Yeah.
And I'm asking, is he compromised by appeasing groups just to acquire their vote? He should stand in righteous indignation of the corruption. Damn the evil to hell in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, I totally agree with you. Those who compromise become compromised, Donald Trump should realize that he is stronger than the combination of all of his enemies, all of the enemies of good and America first values and the American people. He should realize that he's stronger than all of them and double down on all of his principles and convictions. He doesn't have to cater to anyone. He doesn't have to negotiate or compromise with anyone in order to win this election. All he has to do is relentlessly fight for the American people, and we will take care of the rest. Len, what do you think of that?
You're on fire. Fire must be in your bones.
I love you, Len. Thanks for calling. Michael in Boston. Michael, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase. Well, first, let me just say I think you do a great show, and you're the most recent addition to the InfoWars broadcast crew, but you do just as good a job, if not better. And I mean, like, you're a real asset. And
that's a nice thing for you
company.
To say. Hopefully I'm not the last host of InfoWars. Keep us on the air by going to InfoWarsStore.com.
I know. Listen, the topic, I could talk, I got 1,000 things to say, but I called and told him I wanted to speak on the election coming up. And, I feel like, I don't know, it's my gut. I really think they're going to steal it. And I think what's going on with our side, I use air quotes, our side, us, you know, we are, it's like whack-a-mole. We're chasing our tails trying to stop what we think they did last time. We don't even know what they did because no one will admit to anything, you know.
Yeah.
Just like Fauci won't admit, you know, he released a virus to, like, you know, undermine it. Anyway, so while we're trying to, like, stop A, B, C, and D, they're going to do E, F, G, and H. We don't even know about.
We do have a tendency to be reactive and responsive instead of proactive. Just as conservatives, our mindset is all about protecting what already exists instead of attacking. We're always playing defense. I totally agree. That keeps us one step behind.
Dude, I wouldn't put it past them to have people in rented, you know, spaces with the windows taped over, filling out ballots, like, and paying them 8 hours a day.
Sure.
You know, because how do you accumulate them?
There's only so many dead people that you can put on a ballot, though. Maybe I'm just, you know, naively optimistic. This time, I really believe it's too big to rig, because last time, I do believe that Donald Trump won. I do believe that the Democrats lobbied for state legislatures to change all of the laws to make it easy for them to rack up as many ballots as possible. I do believe that the Democrats had infrastructure in place that Republicans didn't, so that they were able to quickly ballot harvest in places like Pennsylvania that just suddenly changed the laws to allow for that in a way that Republicans were not able to respond to quickly enough. But the difference this time is, last time when people went to vote, despite all the cheating aside, when people went to vote, they were consciously, subconsciously at least, attributing all of the pains and ailments of the pandemic with a Trump presidency. We just had the year of hell in this country, and everybody erroneously just assumed that it was the president's fault, because that's what people do when they don't think critically. They just attribute all of the failings or struggles in a civilization to whoever the president or the leader is, regardless of whether it's that person's fault. But this time, we've got 4 years of Joe Biden not making anything better whatsoever, actually making everything seemingly worse than even during the pandemic. And so we have a populace that's going to the polls this time realizing that Joe Biden was not the solution to the problems of the pandemic, but was actually furthering all of the struggles and strife and desperation of our people. What do you think?
No, I'm totally on the other end of it. Look at you. Got all these Hollywood idiots still supporting him. You got people out there, even though the public knows he's a Skinner because of Ashley's diary, they'll still vote for him.
Do you think the public knows that, or do you think we're special?
I think they know it. I think these people are just so, I'm getting taken down. I just wanted to say, for example, the machines, the Dominion voting machines, for example.
Yeah.
All right. These machines are nothing but glorified adding machines, right? They're counting votes.
They're big calculators.
Right, so what's the big deal about taking the cover off and letting us see how the machine counts inside? What, are you afraid someone's going to steal your software? A, it's patented. B, no one else is going to, somebody going to invent a company and put in a bid to compete against you to have their machine used versus yours? Why won't you let us see inside the machines, right?
I'm totally with you, Michael, but I had a conversation with Cliff Maloney on Sunday Night Live this week. He's the head of Pennsylvania Chase, and he really gave me hope about this, because yes, they will cheat in the Democratic strongholds. They will cheat in the major cities of big states one way or another, or always together. They will definitely cheat. I don't trust the machines. I don't trust the mail-in ballots. I don't trust the people operating the polls that are in charge of scanning the ballots. I believe they do things like scan the same same leftist ballots multiple times so they could count them multiple times. All of that considered, there are millions of people in these swing states that we know because of the data vote for Republicans when they vote. They just simply don't find the time or make the effort to show up on election day to vote. And these people are in rural communities, not communities, not these Democratic stronghold cities. And we are chasing the ballots this time in these states. Cliff Maloney and the other heroes in Tennessee, but Turning Point Action are chasing the ballots of these people in rural communities. So when they mail in their ballots, they're not mailing them in to Detroit or these other leftist strongholds, mob-run Democrat strongholds. They're mailing their ballots in to the local precincts run by Republican volunteers who will accurately use these machines or accurately count these ballots. I know it's problematic. I know it's not a perfect solution. I don't have any qualms with any of your concerns or worries. I think they're all valid and true. But this time, I don't think we're screwing around and we're going to win. Now, I do have to go to a break. I do see more calls on the board. The crew can keep screening them, because for the next 30 minutes, I am going to take your calls at 877-789-2539. Mike, Don, Tyler, Bruce, Matt, George, I see all of you on the board. I'm going to get to you after this 4-minute break. In the meantime, please open up a tab and go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We got 10,000 units of this back in stock on Monday. It's going to sell out fast. This is an amazing vitamin, mineral, multivitamin formula. Many of you take multivitamins already. Start taking ours, because by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for humanity itself. Keep us on the air.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser taking calls for the remainder of the show. We have 27 minutes left and the board is full of calls. I can't wait to get to each and every one of you if I can. Make sure you stay tuned because the great Harrison Smith is hosting the War Room. Taking the day off, he will be back in studio tomorrow, and we're going to be broadcasting basically from 8 a.m. tomorrow until probably midnight covering this debate. It's going to be absolutely historic to see what happens tomorrow. Thank you so much for your support and for staying on hold, everyone. I'm going to go first to Mike in Indiana. Mike, I see here you want to talk about the Fallout TV series. I watched every episode of it. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I was curious if you and your wife had finished it yet before I called.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. So, you can, spoilers are welcome.
Yeah, I was just, there were two main parts in that show that, I mean, obviously I looked through a lot through the InfoWars lens at this point, but
yes,
the ranchers and sheriff conversation, I totally felt like that was fitting with the WEF and all the corporations basically pushing our government around doing what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And with all of your abilities with AI and the things that you've made, I thought the final scene, just it blew my mind watching it when mm-hmm. they're talking about, or they're at the round table, I guess. And if you swapped, you know, bomb with virus and vault with vaccine, I felt like that all carried so true to where they were giving
yes.
everybody the ability to try out whatever they wanted with.
Well, the crazy thing is the overall premise of the show, for the sake of the audience, is that there's this company, Vault Tech, that makes and sells vaults to protect people from nuclear fallout in the event of World War III. I guess it's World War, I don't even know what World War it is in the show because it's an alternate universe, but in the event of total nuclear war. And it's discovered that this company, Vault Tech, has simultaneously been trying to cause global nuclear war in an effort to sell as many leases on the Vault Tech property. So it's exactly the same as our military industrial complex, which has every financial incentive. Frankly, our politicians too, through insider trading, have every financial incentive for military conflict after military conflict after military conflict. I mean, throughout history, it used to be the case that in order to profit from a war, you had to win the war. If you won the war, you could give land to your lords. You could reap the benefits and just pillage everything and take all the resources. Now our society, our civilization, our economy is set up in such a way that we don't even need to win the wars that we get involved in for them to be incredibly lucrative for the military industrial complex and our politicians. That's why they wage war after war after war, and we haven't won a single war really since World War II because we don't have to win anymore for the corrupt political class to make so much money. What do you think about that, Mike?
I think you're dead on. I think you're dead on. And I think anybody who hasn't seen it, it kind of puts things into a perspective
for
to
sure.
understand kind of what we're going through right now. Cause everybody in the normalcy bias is just like, no, that couldn't happen. And then you're like,
denial isn't just a river in Egypt.
I'm sorry.
Denial isn't just a river in Egypt.
Very true.
God bless you, Mike. I'm going to move on to other callers. Great call. Don in Florida. Don, what's on your mind?
Hello, this is Patriot Don of All Patriots Network. That's All Patriots Net on X. And, you know, I had originally called in to talk to you about the 6-3 Supreme Court decision that mm-hmm. happened. That's pretty dangerous for our country. But, you know, you hit something on the head a few minutes ago about the federal liquidation of the Constitution-loving conservatives from the federal government and the military.
Yes.
And as a recent and past federal employee, I experienced this firsthand. The moment Biden took office, I saw first they made everybody start putting their gender identification in their email signature blocks to start liquidating who was conservative. And, oh, yeah. And who wasn't. And then they started with the vaccine mandates. And I saw conservative after conservative after conservative, really great people, Constitution, America-loving people, drop out of the Fed.
Yes.
And I'm one of them.
Yeah, well, you know? I have a family friend, 2020 vision, young guy. He goes out for the Air Force. I mean, he's perfect for it in terms of, you know, IQ and in physical fitness. I mean, he would be, he looks like a Top Gun pilot. I mean, you look at him, it's like something from a 1980s Tom Cruise movie. You know, he's a perfect fit. Of course, he would be a pilot on a fighter jet or what have you. And they used some BS excuse not to enlist him in the Air Force. And he was told privately that it was because he was a straight white male. I've seen similar things. I had a buddy, firefighter, very fit, very sharp, tried out for the Navy SEALs, and they said that they wouldn't let him in because he can't pop his ears, which is something you have to do when you can dive deeply, but he can pop his ears. It was just a BS excuse. Somehow, there is some mechanism in place to filter out all God-fearing, America-loving patriots from our military. They would rather have a military that's inclusive than a military that is capable of victory. It's abundantly clear. What do you think?
As a prior Air Force, as an Air Force veteran,
thank you for
one of
service.
The things I envision them doing, you're welcome. One of the things I envision them doing is watching who is going to church during basic training and start sending them out that way.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was at the airport when we were on our way to Detroit a couple of weeks ago for Alex Jones speaking at the Turning Point Action event. And I noticed that the airport in Detroit had a religious reflection room. And, you know, they didn't put that there for Christians, right? I mean, do you think they put a religious reflection room in an airport so that Christians could pray? Or do you think they did it so that Muslims could bow to the East at whatever time they have to bow?
You've got it. Absolutely.
Man, crazy stuff, Don. Great call. Thanks for calling in. Tyler in South Dakota. Tyler, what is on your mind?
Hey, Chase. Can you hear me?
Yep, you sound good.
Hey, say, yeah, just calling from South Dakota. It's a beautiful June day here.
Yeah. Any chemtrails in the air out there?
What's that?
Any chemtrails in the air out there?
No, that's what every time I see the videos, you know, of people talking about chemtrails, makes me very fortunate that there's hardly a cloud in the sky most days.
Beautiful.
Here. So, yeah, that's one thing I'd luckily at this time don't have to worry about. But no, I've listened to Alex and InfoWars. I discovered Alex from the conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura show back in 2009.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was about when I was 22 years old. I'm almost 37.
Is that the one where you're standing outside the warehouse?
Well, I kind of got in. I think the first one that Alex was on was the one with the global death plot.
Yes.
With Dr. Rima Labo.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Yep.
So go on. What do you want to mention?
Well, I just kind of things in general, you know, with COVID and the vaccine and everything, like, you know, out here in South Dakota, most people are older and, you know, don't really question things, but luckily I, you know, dodged the bullet and didn't do it. But like, my folks took it, of course. And then, I had a family friend about my dad's age that took it and he, you know, unexpectedly passed away from cardiac arrest.
I'm sorry to hear that. How old was he?
He was 63.
Wow.
And then I actually had a cousin who was in his mid-40s who, I mean, he had some problems with drug addiction and stuff, too.
Sure. Well, we have a family friend who's in her 20s, not overweight, works in D.C., got all boosted up, and had a blood clot in her neck that went to her brain, resulting in a stroke, and now she's blind. And it's happened multiple times to people that we know, not necessarily directly, but we know the person directly who knows them or who is related to them. And it's happening over and over again. I never heard about people in their 20s getting strokes and going blind out of nowhere. I mean, this is a new phenomenon that we're seeing as a result of these mRNA vaccines. I'm sure of it.
Well, exactly. I mean, there's so many environmental factors, but yeah, it's just that was kind of touching on what I'm calling about. You know, it just, it's that, you know, where I'm out here in South Dakota, you know, we're pretty rural. So, you know, we kind of, you know, we hear about things and, but like out here, I mean, things are going on as normal, but I was just putting it out there for like other callers or like what signs are you seeing? Cause out here, sometimes it's easy to just think, you know, everything's normal. It's another sunny day, you know, but, I mean, it's just, and then I was calling in, Alex probably isn't listening, but I can definitely sympathize with, you know, how he, at what point do you decide just to break away from the system and go and, you know, bunker up and.
Yeah. Great questions. Know? Great thoughts. So let me just clarify your first question. You mean what signs am I seeing that our freedoms are being encroached? Is that what you're getting at?
No, I can definitely see that all the time.
Sure.
Just like what signs, you know, in a more populated area, like are people noticing of, you know, people dying and how that's affecting
we got
like,
a caller
the
on.
Workforce? Or...
Oh, you're on air on
it? Yeah, we're on air right now. Hey, say hi to Alex, by the way. He just
I'm
walked behind
me. My keys.
He's trying to find his keys.
You on air. I know what you're
Hey, Alex, he owns the place, so, you know, he can do whatever he wants. It's his show.
Alex, this is Tyler from South Dakota. I've listened to you for about 15 years. I'm getting a bucket list item and actually being able to talk to
you
guys.
Yeah, well, so. Let me answer your question. let me answer your questions as best as I can. What we're seeing in the major cities are... incredible. It's incredible inflation. I mean, from a financial standpoint, it's abundantly obvious that everything is going straight to hell. Couple of things that I've noticed here in Austin specifically. First of all, it's impossible for anybody to get into a house. Housing prices are totally inflated. Mortgage rates are through the roof. So that's happening. Second of all, gas prices are through the roof relative even to 2019 numbers before the pandemic. Everybody says that, oh, the reason Donald Trump's gas prices were so good was because we were in the middle of a pandemic and there was no demand for gas when everybody was on lockdown. But you can even compare it to the 2019 numbers and see that it's abundantly obvious that his economic policies were more conducive to success and affordability for the American people in the Biden administration. I mean, it's just ridiculous to say that. So I see gas prices. I see house prices. I see crime going up. I see on the back of every police car here in Austin, Texas, recruiting ads because they defunded all of the police, fired all of them, and now they're frantically trying to hire them back, replace the good police officers with these diversity, equity, and inclusion ones. I mean, there are signs everywhere. I've got drag queen story hours that happened in my neighborhood on Saturday the 22nd that were advertised in my neighborhood group and children were listed as welcome to this event. I mean, we see the crippling of our civilization all around us in every single capacity. And to answer your final question about when we should just bunker and give up, man, there is no further west to go. Okay, when this country was founded, the settlers came over here for freedom of religion primarily, and they went west, and they found a continent, and they populated it despite all of the dangers. Despite the wilderness, despite the blizzards, despite the Native Americans literally scalping each other and us in droves, and we fought a revolution against the most powerful empire in the history of empires, in written history of the world, and we established this country. But there's no further west to go. So I don't advocate for bunkers and hiding out and waiting it out. There is no waiting it out. We either save humanity or we go down with it. And you don't want to wind up like a vaultie in Fallout, living underground 100 years from now with your bizarre inbred descendants because there's nobody else to populate the planet with. You don't want to wind up like that. Wouldn't you rather die than live in the prison that is your own bunker? In the isolation that is your own holdout in the middle of nowhere, I would rather die fighting for this country, fighting for freedom, fighting for humanity than live like that, man. So I advocate that you get out, do everything you can, do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep this broadcast on the air, which is a necessary condition for the salvation of mankind, freedom, and humanity. This network is a necessary, it's not a sufficient condition. It's not the only thing that we need, but it is a necessary thing. It cannot happen without freedom of speech, freedom and truth being broadcast, critical mass, all over the world. And this network is one of those last holdouts for that. So do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get any number of our amazing products, not only because
They're good for you and amazing for your health, but because they actually fight for humanity. Every purchase you make at InfoWarsStore.com is a fight for humanity itself. It does keep us on the air, and we are forever grateful to you for your continued support over the last decades in that way. So I don't advocate for hiding out. I don't advocate for running away. I advocate for fighting evil head on. Don't try to find sanctuary in the rear. Try to find the front line and fight there. Tyler, thank you for your call. Bruce in California, what's on your mind? Bruce,
yeah,
are you still with us? Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay, man, Chase, hard to follow you guys today, man. I mean, is this not an advertisement for Brain Force Plus with all the callers and the host?
Everybody's
and the
been
crew?
Great.
Man, I live here in Downey, California. Hey, there are good things happening, but we have to get up off of our duffs mm-hmm. and go to the local city council meeting. Not just the city council meetings, but the planning commissions also. They're a week together, and the planning commission, and keep in mind, this is where all of your permits are approved and under certain criteria, and it's been a great opportunity to bring up 15-minute cities, social credit scores,
yes.
ESGs. People never heard of these things, and I'm 10 miles outside of L.A. Now people are getting it. There's way more of us out here than you can imagine. But you won't know that if you stay in your internet ghetto.
Yes.
Get off your duff and go to the local meetings. Now, the city council meetings, two things are happening. There's the Gaza people. I call them my Green Party communist friends. and the AIPAC Israel lobby. They're
such
fighting
a distraction.
With each other. Okay? So you have to keep them fighting with each other. So what do? I get to bring up the receipts of all the videos of all these local officials that and what they have said to lock us down with the mask mandates, the vaccine mandates, you can't go to a hospital,
right.
Whatever. You have to keep showing this that these are the bad guys. It's a psyop going on here.
100%.
And the other thing is, and it's gotten people fired up, and the other one is the state taking away your kids for the transgender stuff.
People don't realize that how real that is. People don't realize that in states like California, they can give your kids hormones, puberty blockers, without even informing you in the public schools.
Oh, this is a extremist Democrat Party and rhinos death cult.
Yes, it is a death cult. And, you know, I'm so glad you, Bruce, I'm so glad that you used the word death cult, because you got to keep in mind that the leftists have successfully branded themselves as the champions of all minorities, as the champions of the most vulnerable among us, as the advocates for transgender rights. And in their advocacy and their love and their empathy for the transgender community, they have successfully maintained that narrative, that brand for themselves, deceived the entire population while offering the solution of mass sterilization as soon as any child shows the slightest symptoms of gender dysphoria. How is it that they have successfully branded themselves as champions of these people when their solution from a policy perspective is sterilization on a massive scale? It's absolutely disgusting. Go ahead, Matt in Missouri. Matt, what is on your mind, sir?
Hey, Chase. Can
What's
you
up?
Hear me?
Yep, you sound good.
I was just wanting to talk about alternate ways of receiving the broadcast.
Uh-huh.
I've never heard any of the hosts talk about Cloud TV. Have you heard of it?
Just vaguely.
Okay, so I was watching OAN the other day and last Sunday, and the commercial came on, and it said, I'm paraphrasing, but pretty much it said, download this app and start live streaming InfoWars.
Oh, I love
it. So I went over and downloaded it, and it worked.
Awesome.
Cloud TV. K-L-O-U-D TV.
Now, does the app work on Roku and stuff too, or is it just a phone app?
No, it's only Roku and Smart TV.
I love it, man. Thank you so much for letting us know about that. We've got it up on the screen. Matt, I'm going to move on because we just got a couple minutes left and I want to try to get to more callers. Let's go to Tyler in Maryland. Tyler, I want to talk to you.
Hey, Chase, it's great to speak with you, man. I called earlier and my phone put itself on mute.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad that we connected.
Dude, I wanted to talk about the Biden and Trump debate, but real quick, man, I make music. You guys inspired me to enter the InfoWars. Facebook.com/itschromo. If you guys could listen to my song Truth Bombs, let me know what you think. spread it around. I got a whole EP out. I really appreciate you guys.
Cool. Make a music video and send me a direct message on Twitter with a link once you've done it, and we'll see what we can do.
I will. Absolutely. Thank you so much, man. But, yeah, regarding the debate tomorrow, I don't think pointing out Biden's age and his age-related gaffes are the winning move right now.
Okay.
In my area, I'm surrounded by leftists. It's literally just nothing but leftists, right? Mm-hmm. And they right now are on the fence with Biden. Dude, his policies suck. They know how bad things have gotten in the past 4 years. And the age thing is really increasing the divide. It's making people more entrenched. Mm-hmm. Everyone I talk to that's a member of the LGBT community, that's a normal leftist, that's not like super radicalized, they're all low-key like, dude, I'm not voting for Biden, I'm voting for Trump. Like, literally everyone I talk to, bro. And the only the thing that they that seems to be causing tension or causing us to not really be able to reach out and get more people to join that walk away campaign is just more of that culture stuff, like focusing on abortion or focusing on gay marriage or focusing on Biden's old age. There's so many bad policies that are just completely authoritarian and totalitarian.
Yeah. Nobody's talking about the fact that the White House is now legally allowed to pressure social media companies to silence freedom of speech. They're just talking about whether or not he fell down going up the stairs. That's such a good point, Tyler. We should be focusing on the actual evil that this administration is doing just as much as the humiliation and embarrassment that is Joe Biden as just a human being. I totally agree with that. Josh in California. Josh, what's on your mind?
Hey, so I've got two questions.
Okay.
And I'm sorry if you guys have already answered these questions.
That's
before,
okay, man.
So my first one is, what do you think? Do you think it would be a good move for Trump to pick RFK Jr. as his VP?
No, RFK Jr. is a CIA plant. RFK Jr. is a CIA plant. RFK Jr. is a CIA plant. But I like your thinking. You're thinking that a lot of Trump supporters are disenfranchised with Trump because of Operation Warp Speed. So by picking RFK Jr., he's simultaneously showing that he can reach across the aisle and he's appeasing those who voted for him last time who hate the vaccines. I understand. It makes sense on the surface. But you've got to understand that RFK Jr., has hired as his campaign manager a former CIA operative, a woman who worked for the CIA, formerly, quote unquote, and now she is married into his family. She literally married his son. And you tell me, would you ever hire as your campaign manager and allow into your family a woman who formerly worked for the institution that was responsible for the assassination of two of your very close relatives?
Hell no.
Exactly, man. Be very careful. Paul in California. Paul, what is on your mind?
Are you talking to me now?
Oh, yeah, Paul. I'm talking to you.
Hey, great.
What's up?
I'm glad to talk to you. This is going to sound like conspiracy kook stuff, but bear with.
Hey, this is InfoWars, man. You're welcome here.
Thank you. And nonetheless, I haven't heard anyone on alternative media mention the possibility, not Bongino, not Alex, nobody, of a body double tomorrow night.
For who?
And for Biden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, look, they have already done facial scans with the real ID thing for half of the adult population in America. So they could scan everybody, find at least 1,000 that are dead ringers, and then narrow it down to 100, then get the last 4, send them out to Hollywood where they got really good acting coaches out here. They can teach anybody to act like anybody.
Right, but they can't teach Robert De Niro to act like a normal human being.
Well, I don't even think X2 could help Robert De Niro.
By the way,
truth.
Survival Shield X2 is back in stock,
absolutely.
Robert.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't even think X2 could help a Democrat be smart, as good as it is.
We've been working tirelessly on that formula.
Yeah, and it's not going to work. Hey, by the way, all you people, security cats that are sitting on the fence because you don't think you're going to get your goodies if you order them.
You'll get them.
Go ahead and order everything anyway.
Yes.
Because if you don't get them, just chalk it up as a donate.
Yes. God bless you, okay? Paul. That's a really good point. I appreciate that. And that reminds me, because we've only got about a minute and 15 seconds or so before the War Room starts with the great Harrison Smith hosting this afternoon. I can't wait to watch him host the afternoon show. But before we go to the War Room, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and pick out any number of the litany of amazing products that we have available for your health and for Team Humanity. Because when you buy products from us instead of generic products or even name brand products from the grocery store or the pharmacy or these major chains that sell you these vitamins and supplements that aren't even designed to be bioavailable and they just flush out of your system right away. When you buy from there instead of InfoWars, you're wasting your time on the quality, you're overspending, and you're supporting these major globalist institutions instead of keeping InfoWars on the air. So please check out Nitric Boost, which is amazing for enhanced vitality, enhanced muscle recovery, and cardiovascular health. Check out BrainForce Ultra, which is an even more powerful form of BrainForce Plus. This is the tincture version of BrainForce Plus. You will notice a change in your state of mind within 20 minutes of taking this product. You'll be sharper right away. Or get Survival Shield X2 or Survival Shield X3, both of which are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We know that nascent iodine is imperative for cognitive function, as well as our body's ability to detoxify itself from the toxins we're exposed to. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get amazing products for your health and for the health of humanity itself.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea. What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser. Keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.